Hello, everybody. My man 174 is back live. How you doing, Mr. Fox?
I'm good, Tex. How you doing?
It's awesome. How was your weekend?
My weekend was, I would say, filled with the dreams of Michael Vick, Brian Dawkins, and Gale Sayers in my packs, and yet they turned into nightmares when I actually opened those packs. How was
I
your
feel like
weekend?
this was an L-filled weekend for you and myself, like spending money on Madden. And then we got to get nothing out of packs. Then we watch football, both our teams lose. But luckily, it's just 1 week.
Yeah,
It's all
Tex, how
good.
much you don't spend much money on Madden. How much did you this is like what the second time you bought bundles this year or is it
Yeah,
more?
my second time I bought Legends Fantasy packs with actual cash. I usually just buy with coins.
Yeah.
And so $200. $200 wasted. Best pool being an 87 overall out of the timer.
Wow. Yeah, I spent about similar amounts and pulled similarly trash. Let's introduce our
I
guest and
got you.
ask
See, I
him,
was setting it
Tex.
up. I was the only person that didn't take an L this weekend because the team took a win was going to be Wills, but you just ruined it because you told me to introduce the guest. I had a plan. I had a plan, Fox. How
I'm doing
Gut Fox, the
great.
non-kick shaming streamer.
Lamar Jackson, perfect QB rating. Woo! I don't even care if it's the Dolphins, man. He was throwing some beauties yesterday. Absolute beauties.
That was a
I
fun
mean,
game.
you got to argue level of competition there is a little different, right?
Look, I get like well, to be fair though, the Dolphins got some nice DBs. But anyways, yeah,
Good
the Dolphins
point.
are bad. But it's like the throws that he was making though. He was like throwing people, like hitting them in stride. So that's what I was really impressed about.
Yeah, so like I don't know. So do you think he becomes a top 10 quarterback in the league then, Wheels?
I don't know about that. I think
Even with his mobility? Will he have a better career than Kyler?
He only ran the ball 3 times yesterday, which is pretty crazy. But I don't know. Like the Dolphins pass rush was, he had so much time in the pocket. So he's gonna still have like bad games, but it's like a good sign to see like based off of last year versus this year. You can see like he definitely made some improvements, but it's the Dolphins.
I think somebody said the Dolphins' entire defensive like players all had 5.5 career sacks. Like those guys were not NFL
Yeah,
players.
those.
But it was still impressive though, because like if he didn't do that against the Dolphins, everybody would use that as criticism. So
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is a guy that people are like, oh, he's a running back playing quarterback. Well, if it was a running back playing quarterback, he wouldn't make those throws still, you know, even with the guys open.
yeah, Salty Dolphin says, for those who are listening afterwards on iTunes, we record this live on Twitch now. But Salty Dolphin says, shut the fuck up, Wheels. I know my team is bad.
It's all right. It's a good quarterback class next year.
So our agenda for the Mutt Men podcast today is packs. We're going to talk about right away and Dawkins essentially being limited time. We're going to talk about what happened this past weekend with bounties, Twitch rivals, that kind of stuff. Madden going free to play for a weekend to compete with 2K. We'll talk about the Mutt 10 thoughts, the team of the week that's coming up, man coverage in the meta, running. We'll talk about Ultimate Kickoff. No house rules here for 2 weeks in a row now. And then somebody asked us about this EA Andrew Wilson interview. I haven't read it yet, but we'll check it out right at the end. So let's get into it right away. Wheels, I want to hear your best rant about PAX. Can you give it to us? I demand it.
Best rant about PAX. Well, PAX are absolutely terrible this year. And like this is coming from me that like opened PAX, right? Like we did there's that little Jimmy thing a few years ago. I was still ripping PAX during that whole thing. This is the first year where I'm like, these PAX are garbage. These are the worst PAX. And it's like not even enjoyable to open these PAX. I open a Legend Fantasy bundle and I'll get like 882s. And I have to hope and pray that my topper is a full legend. It's not fun. And that's why I refuse. I refuse to open packs unless it's a new promo. Then I'll buy, well, with money.
Yeah, of course. Like, but that's your job, right? Is to kind of do new content and stuff in Mutt and show it off and kind of rip packs and show people those packs.
Yeah.
But like, when I did a video early on this year, and I'm still salty about how salty the comment section was to me, saying how bad of a ripoff Legend packs are versus last year. Like, did you watch my video on that topic at all, Wheels?
I actually checked it out today. At least I saw the video you posted
Oh.
yesterday today, and I saw
Yeah,
you
so I
talk
posted a
about it.
video today, but it referenced a video I did when the game released when we saw the Legend Pack odds.
Yeah.
And So I take you didn't watch that. But, like, did Legend Packs feel like they've gotten worse? Or do you think all year they've been bad? Like, some people are like, oh, they nerfed them. It definitely feels like they've been bad all year to me. What are your thoughts?
I think they've been bad all year.
Yeah.
I felt the Legend Packs were bad the first time I opened them. I was like, these aren't good.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, last year, because remember last year, people were like, oh, market goes down tremendously on, like, high-end pieces for every weekend when we get the new Legend Packs. But it hasn't felt that way at all this year, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and, like, last year, I felt the Legend Packs at the beginning of the year for, like, a month or two was, like, really, really good to open. Because there's, like, yeah, a lot of value in it. This year, I just haven't felt that way at all.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Tex, what are your thoughts on Legend Packs?
They've been bad for... baby. Huh? I was saying, I think they've been bad for, like, ever. I don't know why. It's just they're so expensive for not many cards. Like, you're paying $15 for six cards. And then I don't know why. Since, like, was it Madden 18 where they gave you four slots? Like, why they revert back to giving you three? Like, did nobody ask for that improvement or that downgrade? Like, it just seems like they want to just keep taking your money and giving you as minimal of a pools as possible. So I don't like pulling those packs. So I think if I'm valuing packs in this game, I think Legend Fantasy packs are the worst packs in the game to pool. I guess you can say they're exciting because of the potential big chance pulls, but like with the nerfed odds of them, with getting an 87 overall being just like pulling a limited time, it doesn't make any lick of sense out of those packs. So I don't like buying those packs. Whenever Vic comes out, I make bad decisions. It's like I end up spending money on the only pack that's in the game to buy, really, and that's the pack that you got to spend money on, which is that one. So just for the chance to get that big X to pop up and get at least an 85 plus. So I really think they need to go back to just making that pack a little bit more value. Like, I feel like there should be a guarantee, like, power up in the first round and, like, a better chance to pull, like 75 pluses in the second round. Like, that pack's $15, bro. Like, I shouldn't be out here pulling 70 overall gold cards in round two.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it feels like round two sometimes gives you better shit than round three. Yeah. Like, with the upgrade from gold to the top end. It's weird. Like, do you think EA thinks if they nerf pack odds that we're going to put more money into the game? Or because it feels like it goes the opposite way. It feels like when they nerf pack odds, more people are driven to the black market. Wheels, are you buying coins this year or not?
I might ask the chat. Allegedly. I might have to because, yeah, allegedly. I might allegedly buy coins because, like, I'm still going to buy the players, but, like, I lose so many coins buying players every week. But I don't want to pay for packs. Like, it's better if I just buy coins. Like, I get more out of it for my money, more coins for my money than if I were to buy packs. So,
yeah, I mean, like, the black market's generally the way to go a little bit later in the season. But it feels like, from what I've seen and people have talked about, it seems like a lot of people are selling coins and the coin price are lower than ever before. Why do you think that is? Like, that black market price have gotten to such a good rate so early on?
I'm not too sure if this is true, also, but I feel like coins are a little easier to come by this year. Also, the reason why legend pieces remain highest
because there's no legend exchange set.
I don't know. I'm not too sure if that's true or not, but...
Yeah, sorry, you guys can't hear this, but I can't. Fredzilla cheered. The reason why legend pieces are remain highest because there's no legend set. It's a fair point.
Oh, the exchange?
Packs are definitely the worst. Yeah, the legend exchange, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. We are missing an exchange set from last year.
They're only maybe pull a legend if you like were exchange like the 85s and try and get that 87, 88 pack, which is still expensive at this point. By like what, 45k a piece for 85s, which would then be what, 135,000 coins?
Yeah.
It's not worth it really just to pull a punter.
I have a question about your guys' mentality. So Tex, you said allegedly buying coins. Why are you more open about promoting coins and that being good and you're not getting banned by EA?
Cause I feel like if I get
buying coins itself.
Well, so if I get out here and snitch on myself, like EA is gonna be petty and block and ban me, right? I'm not gonna admit to anything I'm doing. Just know that
But you're doing it in the open. You're promoting in the
open. I feel like they gonna I don't know. I'm weird, right? Like, I mean, if you look at my channel, I had no coins on one day. Next day, I had enough coins to get training, to get my team powered up. Did I have the coins to buy Legends? Like, something's going on here. Like, I'm not hiding it, but I just don't want to, like, admit to anything verbally, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, So Tex, if you had that EA connection, they could just grant you those cards. Would you do that if they granted you unlimited cards? Would you switch off Black Market?
If I had access to every card in the game, I don't even know. I don't do gameplays like that, right? So it'd be kind of fun to test things out, build best team. It'd be good for team building. That'd be fucking fire, but they ain't paying me no money. So I guess I got to make money that I don't wait. I guess I probably would, right? If EA gave me access to the entire thing, I think that would improve my team building aspect. I can go ahead and just do a lot more creative stuff. So that'd be the only way, if they give me all the fucking cards in the game.
Split Finger, can you give me a clip of that?
All the cards in the game.
Yeah. No, sorry. He had a different comment about somebody buying cards on coins on stream. Because that's ballsy as fuck. Wheels, what about you? Yep. Would you switch off of Black Market? Like, say EA's like, you know how they're giving away a lot of people to give away Vic and stuff to boost their channel and whatnot. Would you switch over off of Black Market coin promoting and stuff? Would you switch over if EA said, all right, we're going to give you every card in the game? I don't know. Like, yeah, just that part. Because like, there's the other portion, like you could be able to give away cards and stuff, which would help your following too. But would you do it so that you could just get every card for yourself in the game?
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth being put in Twitch Rivals. It's not worth getting the boost of viewers just for having drops. None of it's worth it. It's not worth the giving up.
Giving up the Black Market coin deal?
Yeah, not worth it.
All Twitch right. Rivals. Why do you say it's
I
not
could,
worth
I
it?
Could win Twitch Rivals, and it wouldn't be worth it for me.
Wait, how much did those people win in Twitch Rivals? Wasn't it like a couple $1,000?
I think winning in Twitch Rivals was $7,000, I want to say.
It's not bad.
Maybe 10,000.
But you got to split between three people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to split each, it, right? though.
Yeah.
Oh, you do split it.
You also get bonus stuff. I think you probably could have won a lot.
There was bonuses. There was bonuses. Probably,
I think like 15 grand, probably the max, would be like 5,000 per person to listen.
So they did. What did they do here? So it says 5,000 per team for first place. In the first race or whatever.
People say it's 7,000 each or 21,000 for three people. So
and then this is per team on here. Not per person.
Well, a lot of the people in Twitch Rivals also got paid an appearance fee, right?
I don't know if it's
seeing the people that were in it, I kind of doubt that's true.
Well, some of them did.
Some of them. Right? Some of them.
Some of them would have. Like Tfue's offer. Can you go over that, Wheels?
Oh, how he turned down $140,000 to play Madden? That's crazy. That's the first time that we know like how much they're getting offered too. So it's like really interesting to hear that.
Yeah, for Madden. $140,000
for Madden.
Are you angry that he got offered more money than say competitive players get paid for winning a championship?
I get EA's like play for that. Like they're trying to get more viewers, which I don't see that ever happening, or trying to get more people to play the game. I don't know. It's probably going to make people mad, but there's probably way more value in doing that than giving competitive players more money.
Hold up.
The viewership is really
got a sub.
I'm still paying this man who's keeping me locked in his basement.
Thanks, Original Texas. I think I'm going to turn off sub notifications during the podcast. So anybody, hold your sub and donos until the end. All right, so go on, Wheel. Sorry. So you think it's more valuable to EA to pay guys with like established audience like Tfue rather than their own competitive tournaments?
Yeah, it's just because what they're trying to get like a new audience to play the game, right? So with that mindset, it makes sense. Now I don't think it'll ever really work. I just don't see the viewership numbers there to give it to the competitive scene.
Yeah, I mean, like they oftentimes have to put the competitive tournaments and embed them in sites in order to get their viewership numbers up. Like, you guys, I don't know if you remember, probably don't pay attention to it, but Andrew Wilson even bragged about their numbers on their last, like, quarterly call. But it's kind of strange because, like, is that kind of lying? Because they said, so our Twitch channel had 80,000 viewers, but when you look at the actual stats, there was like, I don't know, 60,000 plus of them that weren't in Twitch chat. So that means they were embedded on another site. They didn't have accounts. Like, so you get the Twitch drops from having an account. And probably, I don't know, 10,000 people were there for that. But then other people were there because they were posted on internet sites because I read an article. I forgot. I don't remember the exact date, but it was like months ago that other companies did this too. They embed their tournaments and sites that already have views, kind of like you know how Mudhead does it, to boost their numbers on Twitch to get them more like clout. You know what I mean? And it's weird that. Do you think Andrew Wilson, the CEO, knows that their numbers are coming from that kind of embedding strategy? Or do you think he's hiding it in line to shareholders somehow? Wheels.
I don't know. I don't know if, like, I don't know, like, Andrew Wilson. So, like, I don't know if he knows how Twitch and all that works. But I don't know. That EA did that with FIFA tournaments, too. So it might just be the EA way, you know?
Yeah, Tex, what do you think?
I mean, he probably doesn't know like the specifics. He probably just gets the numbers put in front of him, like as would like a person that's running a company. He doesn't know like what's the underhandings is going on that gets him to that number. But he probably just has information, which probably not like all half truth, you know. So he's probably not lying to us like knowingly. But it's also he probably know it. He probably know all the underhand tactics to get their numbers up. Because I mean, without drops, would these numbers be popping up on Twitch like they were this past weekend?
Without drops? Oh, absolutely not. For some of them, like the streamers that they paid to come over absolutely would have those numbers still. Like XQC or some of the other big people. But like for some of the people that they promote, like that get 1,000 or 2,000 normally have like 40 people hanging out in the chats. I mean, that's all Twitch drops, right?
Yeah, I would assume it's all Twitch drops. Which is why I think Tfue getting the 140,000 would have been perfect because like he doesn't have to have drops in the stream to get viewers. Like they're going to come because of him. So that gets your eyes on your product. That's why he's worth that 140. Whereas competitive players, even though they may think they deserve more, you're not getting the numbers that he's getting on a consistent daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah. So Wheels, like, all right, Tex, I want to ask you the same question I asked Wheels. Mm-hmm. Would you give up your, if your stream got, you know, the drops like they're giving other people, if your stream got a lot of the benefits, you got to give away players in order to get your clout up, would you switch off of black market coins?
No, so not for that. Like that's not. I'm not gonna do drops because first the drops only there for 2 hours. Like, it's not like you're there every day. You have to go on their schedule. So you have to stream around wherever they want to give me drops. I felt bad with some of these guys because some of these guys had to stream at like 7 a.m. in the morning just to get so they can have 800 people in their stream because of drops.
So you wouldn't even wake up to do a drop?
No, stream. Not a 7. No, I work around my time. That's why the coin sponsor is great because I don't gotta do my job that day. If I'm quite doing my job that day, I can just do two videos next. You know? Yeah, like, oh, do you need to stream fucking on Friday the 13th? Like, I want to go out to the club, man. Can I go out? No, you gotta stream. So, okay, I gotta go stream for these drops. I gotta go work.
You're ours, bitch.
I gotta go work.
You stream.
Man. I have to clock in for my shift, man. I can't be late. I'm not doing that. No.
If you guys could, all right. Somebody asked this question in chat. It's a really good question. If you own Madden, or if you were like the head of Madden, would you still have competitive tournaments, Wheels?
All right. So I would have competitive tournaments, but it wouldn't be in the. It would be. I wouldn't do ranked teams. I don't think anybody cares about that. I would make it based off salary cap. Make it based off just 3v3 competitive squad. I feel like people want to watch that more. And just like people run the same plays over and over again, 1v1. So that's what I would still have. I would still have it, but it probably wouldn't be a little bit different. Plus, it'd be more open to the public. Like, I would want more people playing my game as opposed to kind of having an age restriction. I know they lessened it recently, but like, I feel like I want 12-year-olds playing this game competitively for money.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wait, did you say you want 12-year-olds playing?
Yeah.
Texas. There's so much in that statement I want to unwrap. I don't know where to start with it. All right, let's start with the obvious question. What do you have going on with you and 12-year-old?
No, just
is there something we should talk to the police about?
I have a 12-year-old nephew, and he plays.
And
Madden.
Are you? What kind of uncle are you?
I don't see him ever. That's what you're
the absent one.
We are. Yes, I'm not the one that's there.
Okay. At least you're not scarring him.
No.
So you just want to get kids addicted to Mutt?
No, not Mutt. I want the kids to have a chance to make money. Like, you know, you got children that can get out here and make a bunch of money. Like, what was that guy that
won? What's the lowest age you can compete in Fortnite?
I don't even know.
Because Madden at 16.
Who won that last tournament? How old was that kid that won that last tournament?
In Fortnite? 16, I have no clue.
I think.
$3 million? 16? I just feel like it's just kind of great to encourage, like, It gets, I just feel like it's better to have a bigger
13. 13. Chance is 13.
Yeah. He's 13. He was 13 when $3 million, bro.
He's 13.
I'd be kind of, I just think you're playing games and people, and not many people have options to like go professional sports or like are good at really something. So if you're good at games, there's one more people playing the game, which then can helpfully change your life if you're like good at it, you know?
Like, does the competitive mindset help a game like Fortnite? Like, because it's like a casual game, right? And so then you put a lot of money into the game mode, and then like basically the lead of your game now, the biggest names in your in community are competitive players. Like, is that the way forward, like how Fortnite should go, or is that more like something like CS should be more into like that competitive stuff? Like, do you think competitive Fortnite sells copies of Fortnite, or do you think Fortnite itself already sold those copies and people are just making money off of it then? Or I guess not sells copy, but sells skins and stuff. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's Fortnite's free to play. I think
what Fortnite, you know what I'm saying? What Fortnite had going for them is like the game was, at least at the beginning, it was like pretty simple. Like obviously like building and stuff, whatever. But it's like, there's not all this like abilities and like training and you got to figure out what to do with that. And what is this ability? I've never heard of this ability. I got to spend training to try it out. And then, it's not a good, like it's much too complicated, I think, for people to pick up.
It might be that too. I just think like if you want to have a competitive tournament scene, like just they can not give people cards, but have a mode where you can go in and try shit out, you know? Like go in there and you have all access to all the cards, training power. You can just build your team that way and just play with that team over there. Like if they want to make this game more for the casual, they can have a mode for casuals where both for the hardcores go in there and just like kind of test things out. Like it should be more access to.
I don't think they'd ever do that because people just wouldn't buy packs anymore if they could just play with cards. Well, like YouTubers wouldn't have pack openings.
That's just be for like this is for competitive scene only stuff. Like no butt rewards to just be basically playing with these cards.
Well, I'd be a quote unquote competitive player too, then I just get the best team I can, right?
But you wouldn't be, it's not mutt though. So it's in that different separate mode, you know? Like this is basically like a salary cap type mode. Salary cap or squads, I don't think you could play with that team. That's the only thing we'd be for. I just like it'd be more options would be kind of necessary. I think people will still play mutt, but it can kind of get people inside the game. So they can just kind of try things out. I think that's the direction I'd go in, but they want to make all this money selling packs. So it may not
work. Bob says he thinks they try to simplify it with a new mode. And back to Wheels' point about it being too confusing and mutt. The thing is, like, I don't believe that we need to coddle people or make things too simple for them or make it like there's depth. Like, that is good, and there's bad depth that's, like, overly complicated. Like, to Wheels' point, I think too many currencies was way too complicated and stupid. But I think there's some depth there that adds into, like, the different abilities, different chemistries, that kind of stuff. That depth is good, in my opinion. Some of the things that you can do in-game. Like, World of Warcraft is doing bonkers numbers. Classic WoW. And I wouldn't say that's an easy game to get up, pick up, and play because you got to learn a lot of things about, you know, character specs and whatnot. So, like, it's a super in-depth mode, and there's a lot to it. And I think that's a good thing, and people want that in gaming. So I don't necessarily think like we should say the audience is a bunch of fucking nincompoops and don't know anything. I think having like and kind of challenging people to be the best, to like kind of figure it out, to understand these mechanics, to understand like the game is important. But like where Madden falters with that is like so much of their game is inconsistent. So yeah, you can know something works one way. Yesterday I was playing a guy who ran a combination of like three plays. It was like a stretch, a dive, and like a RPO. I guess the RPO was the stretch. Where like he just throw it inside on the RPO, the stretch alert looking. I'm like, well, how do I do to stop this? One time I played cover two, hard flat, shaded inside. I got an interception. The next time I did the same exact adjustment, he got a completion. So like it's inconsistent. So like knowing these things and knowing the depth is great. If Madden were consistent in its execution, but it's not. And I think that's the biggest frustration. So in the end, depth is not, and complication is not bad. It just needs to be done well. What do you think, Wheels? Do you think they should simplify this game mode still more?
I agree with you on there that like depth's not a bad thing. I think it's bad to get, if you're trying to get new players though. So there needs to be like a, maybe they need to get people to play draft more, but like you got to pay to play draft, so it's a little weird. But I think you need to have somewhere you can bring people into the mode, or at least just bring people into Madden in general, because people aren't playing Madden in general right now. So they need to find a way, and I guess the new game mode, I guess, kind of helps. I've not played it. I heard they stole my series idea with that, but whatever. So
Steal a Star, yeah.
Yeah, they well, kind of
Wheels. I watched your first video on Steal a Star. You said you stole that from somebody else.
Oh, I didn't steal it. my boy Mark's somebody. Like, yo, you should do this on Madden. And I'm like, I'm in. But no. It's I think they just need something to bring people into the game. So it's too complicated for new people to pick it up right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Texas, what are your feelings?
I mean, it is. Well, the only complicated about the game is just the abilities now, because like there's no database in the game. I know I saw Cradle tweet out that like, what's confusing about this spreadsheet that I sent you? How about you put this shit in the game? Like, this game's so confusing this year because like you don't know who can get what, which player is gonna get armbar, which player is gonna get a jukebox. You don't know at what level or what range they're gonna get it because you gotta look everything on a digital spreadsheet on a fucking website. That makes no sense. So this year is way more complicated than it has been in the past with all the options that exist.
Well, how would you have them put it in a game?
I don't know. How about put this card gets armbar at 85 overall stiff arm? This card gets armbar at, like, just put it on the fucking card. Like, put it in, like, it should be a thing that says, here's the list of Mutt expect. It should be somewhere in the game. They got a competitive tab. It should be an armbar. It should be a abilities tab over here.
I think it'd be better, like, if the UI was actually on the card itself.
Right? It makes sense there, too. Yeah, but, I don't want to get too crazy. Like, these motherfuckers couldn't even put us archetypes on the card that we know what they are. So, like, I didn't think they could put it on the card either with the rating they can get. So, I was trying to have another option for them that could be over here in the Ultimate Team tab.
Like, they don't even tell you what the archetypes are. They just have the little picture on the top left of the card. We didn't know what they are until they had to post a graphic on their website.
We have to go on their website
to look at it. There's not even a thing to see in the game, really. Yeah, it's so dumb.
They want you to have to go to other user resources, but that's not like, it's just weird. Not everybody's on Twitter, everybody's on Twitch, everybody's on YouTube. There's a whole lot of people out there that don't know no better. A lot of people bought Michael Vick because they thought he can get escape artists to power up until his 90 overall. Mm-hmm. To find out he hit that shit behind a paywall.
Yep. Well, they changed it, right? They're like, oh, yeah. we changed it, by the way, so that you need the tier 3.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Wait, you just changed it all of a sudden now?
They put a paywall in for a broken ability because they don't want anybody running Michael Vick out here with it. That's their solution to fixing an ability that's broken by making you pay for it.
Like, good luck getting 3 million coins from buying packs, too.
Yeah, somebody asked, where's the spreadsheet ability? Yeah, exclamation point chemistry is the spreadsheet for all in the chat here.
That's the point, though. Like, you shouldn't have to go look at a spreadsheet. It should be in the game. It definitely should be in the game.
There's just so many things.
I'm not too sure what they're doing. And I said this before when they were, like, dropping news on Twitter all the time. I was like, why not put it in the game? Why not have a little thing that pops up, like, I don't know, every other game that tells you what's coming up, what's, you know, this is
like
the new
MLB
news.
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the simplest thing.
You have to go on Twitter.
World.
Not everyone has Twitter. You have to watch their morning streams to find out what's what kind of content they're dropping. That's even less people that watch Twitch than Twitter.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like
a lot of them, like a lot of those people are multiple accounts that log in just for the drops. Yeah. Here's the thing.
What's that?
Okay. So talk about the morning show. I just want to put this point out there. They said this morning that we would just complain if they put out a schedule of things to come. I read that on the subreddit. Did you guys watch it? Did they actually say that this morning?
I don't watch your
Wheels,
streams.
Did you watch it?
Wait, they said that they're going to drop a schedule?
No, they said they're not doing it because we would just complain like we do right now.
I was listening to it.
Or is that just Reddit? Or is that just Reddit pulling my chain?
I'm not sure. Chat says
they did say that. Okay. So how bullshit is it they're not doing work because they said we just complain about their work about communicating with us? Like, that is just sickening, right? Like, they say, oh, we're not going to do it because you guys would complain somehow about our schedule. Like, how fucked up of a mentality do you have to have as the communication staff to say we can't communicate with you because you just complain about it? No, I don't feel like I should have to go into the reasons why they're wrong, but I will. Okay, go on, Wheels.
What I don't get is, like, they don't want to do a schedule because they're like, oh, we might change stuff. But they've clearly shown that they can make content ahead of time. So why can't they hit their schedules?
And if they miss their schedule, then fucking let us know.
Yeah,
be like, oh, a hurricane is hitting, so we're going to delay everything until these dates.
Except they plan a bunch of content out still. But
yeah, which is fine, right? It's fine that they plan a bunch of content out. Then just tell us, all right, instead of Thursday night that we're launching this promo, we're going to do it the following Thursday. Then everybody has their expectation sets. You know what the worst thing about a restaurant is? Is when they say you got to wait for 30 minutes, and then you have to end up waiting an hour to get seated. That pisses people off. The fact that they don't understand expectations in this game and expectations for people as a part of business is just straight. Like, I know they went to school. This is like shit that was taught to you in like business 101. Like, this shit is so fucking basic that they don't understand it. It's sickening to see that they're like, oh, you guys are just going to complain if we have to communicate with you more. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Tex, what do you think?
No, I think that shit too. It's like, we don't want to give you information because we don't want to be beholden to having to live up to these expectations. That is the...
And like,
what?
Yeah, okay, go on.
No, you're good. Go ahead. I like you ranting more than I like me talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm just going to end up repeating myself. You go on. I'm sorry. It's really rude. I realize I do this during the podcast. I cut you off.
I cut you off,
and it is really rude.
You're good. You're good. No, I cut myself off too all the time. It's fine. No, that is the worst thing, like, they doing. Because, like, we want to be able to know what's coming out so we can kind of invest and save. But EA likes to kind of, like, keep, like, their schedule where it comes to, like, with the content. We know, like, flashbacks, we got veterans, all this stupid shit that comes out. But in terms of other stuff, it's better just kind of have us know so we can kind of, like, get prepared ahead of time. But they don't want to have us complain to them if they don't drop stuff when they say they're going to drop stuff. Because they even, like, with House Rules not coming out because of the hurricane, same thing with the kickoff promo. We complained about it because nothing actually ended up happening for a company that should be ahead of time in terms of what they are building in the first place. Like, why isn't this stuff, like, I know hurricanes come, but it shouldn't affect content unless it actually hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I like what someone said in your chat. It's like, they don't want to be held accountable for a schedule. They just show up to work and it gets done when it gets done. That's literally what they do.
I feel that's partially correct for, like, the community, but, like, it's a business, right? They got to hold them. Like, there's a boss there that's got to, like, say, hey, this is when we're getting it done. This is when we're getting a game. And, like, a majority of the, I'd say, like, 80% of the time, they are able to get things out on schedule. So, like, just closing off that last 20% of that gap, maybe 90%. So, like, we just get angry at the few times per year. Like, I don't know that they miss it. But in the end, like, I think upfront communication and treating your consumers with a level of respect is better and kind of knowledge is better than, like, the surprise mechanics that we're currently going through. Like, EA loves it. Like, they brought out the knockout. Like, oh, surprise, here it is. Like, why wouldn't they build that up for hype? Like, the new game mode, a game-changing feature that you're putting out, you can't always go the Apex route. Like, sometimes you gotta let us know, like, hey, this hype shit's coming. Hype up for it. Get excited. Maybe they just got so much through, like, the community's just bitched at them so much about stuff they've tried to hype. Like, here's what they did. Remember when they hyped Madden 10 and we were like, oh my God, a new promo's coming out, or Mutt 10, yep, the 10 years. We're like, oh my God, a shit ton of new cards coming out. We're so fucking hyped to that. And then it's just one card, a limited release that they already do on Saturdays. And then they go ahead and don't hype this new game mode that they put all this marketing effort behind. It's like, they're hyping the wrong thing and getting the wrong lessons about the community reaction. Like, just understand that we understand things happen. So treat us to a schedule. Like, MLB The Show, have they missed their schedule at all this year, Wheels, to your knowledge?
I don't think so. I think they might have, like, delayed releases, I want to say, by, like, a few hours sometimes. But, like, I think on the day that they said content's coming out, they've dropped content. And they also reveal all this stuff, like, a day or two ahead of time. So, like, people know when it's coming out because they do their own streams and reveal cards. Mutt 10, oh my God. That people were, like, mad at me because I was, like, not necessarily not excited about it, but, like, I was kind of disappointed by it.
You didn't want to play 10 games, 10 solo games a week just so you can get a free legend card?
Like, I think it's great that we get a free legend card, but, like, it's because I know how expensive the limited times are. So I'm like, okay, people are not going to use these cards. Like, no one's pulling these cards. And I was just, I don't know, I was hoping for more. I was, like, kind of hoping that they bring back, like, the throwback promo and stuff. Maybe I was just getting my hopes up. Also, FIFA with, like, their foot birthday stuff, I don't know, probably my expectations are a little too high, I think, for that.
Unfortunately. Tex, what did you think about what do you think about Mutt 10?
I think it's cool. I just don't think, like, it's just, I don't, it, 10 weeks we'll find out who we can get. I just wanted, my only complaint is that, like, I don't really care about, like, the Vic being a part of it. I feel like Vic should just be a Madden legend again. We should be cards that, like, I just think going back in 10 years, we should be cards that were not the, like, just different legends you haven't seen before in the game. Like, Patrick Willis being back in the game, because I think he was obviously, he retired. So he's been in the game since Madden 25. That's awesome. But they should aim for players that we haven't seen in Mutt.
I would have mind seeing Gale Sayers as one of the cards, because he hasn't been in the game since.
Yeah, I'd have been fine for Gale Sayers instead of it being Michael Vick, but they wanted to get money out of Vick because of, they know he's going to sell packs and break the game, basically. And so I would have liked, so I just want to see just players that they broke the bank for. Like if Tio was in the game last year, Tio would have been a perfect Mutt 10 card. Been perfect. Same thing with obviously Trent Palamalu. Be perfect Mutt 10 card. But we'll probably end up getting cards we played with before, which is not a bad thing. It's just not like exciting as they made it out to be.
Yeah. The big issue I had too is that it replaced something. It should be in addition to the limited legend every week, not replacing it. But
I feel I mean, it makes sense to me, but I don't know. They hyped it up
just to replace.
Yeah. Just to be the same thing we've always
done. It's reskinned, essentially. They hyped something up to reskin the limited legend.
Yeah, like, do you think what do you think the longest process in Madden is to, like, how do you think, why does it take them so long to make a card and put it into Madden? Right? It's not the art, right? Like, the art will take you, like, you just put a background, you create a background, and then you just put everybody's players on the background. That takes, once you have the background, it takes 10 minutes.
I guess they gotta test the stuff out, because they've had issues in the past when they would just drop cards and, like, things would be broken, like sets would be broken. Sets are still broken, and they still release stuff. But I think that's part of why, like, they have like a more extensive QA testing now than before.
And plus, again, being understaffed, like, takes one guy apparently does all the powers. Like, one guy spends 8 hours, his entire workshop working.
I heard the Mutt staff.
Bring back the interns. Bring back the college interns.
The Mutt staff is bigger than the gameplay staff and franchise staff. But the superstar, the face of the franchise is bigger than gameplay and franchise also. So I think it goes like Mutt staff. This is from second-hand knowledge. It's kind of what I've gotten. I've never been down to EA, but this is what I've heard. Mutt staff, and it's like maybe bigger than the face of the franchise staff, but then it's the face of the franchise second, gameplay third, franchise fourth. That's kind of like the different size of the staff from what I've heard. Like, what do you think that needs to be changed? Like, do you think face of the franchise is going to go to like a park mode next year? And then would it be worth it, or should they just scuttle the whole thing?
Just get rid of it, man. Long shot, face of the franchise. Just get rid of it. No one cares after a few, like, 2 weeks about those modes.
Yeah. Like, would you like... So Superstar KO is a new mode. Would you like a mode that is, like, Park from 2K for Madden?
I think it would be fun. Like, it'd be something different. And it's, like... I think the big thing, if they're going to add a new mode, is you need replayability. And that's why, like, Longshot and Face of the Franchise, I think, is stupid. But if you add Park, like, that's got a lot of good replayability. So I think the big thing they could do with, like, the Superstar KO mode, which reminded me of like NFL Tour, is like bring something like that NFL Tour, NFL Street type of mode. Like FIFA's bringing back FIFA Street this year, pretty much.
Well, we kind of got like an NFL Street here with the KO. Like, how would you do it with the KO mode? Would you change the whole gameplay? Would you make it 7-on-7 or some shit?
Yeah, 7-on-7. I don't know if I would do attribute upgrades. I guess you could. I think the big thing they could do is maybe like cosmetics.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tex, what do you think?
For the Fortnite route.
I don't think that EA, like, in terms of like story stuff, right? Nobody wants to play a 3-hour, 4-hour story mode. Like, if you're going to invest the time, you want to like something that's going to be extensive. And so I think they're wasting a lot of it. What's up?
Oh, so, no, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep going.
So I think when they do like the face of the franchise and do all these story stuff, it's not something that you're going to like get encapsulated by in the time period that they get you. So you're just kind of sitting through cutscenes. You're not actually doing much playing to begin with, and just like, I don't want to watch a movie right now. I'm here to play a video game. Like, if a movie comes in later on, cool. But, like, I'm here to the game, and they don't really – they seem to like wasting time and resources on trying to just get new people over into the game as opposed to, like, I don't know, making the game fun itself. Because, I mean, it could be – if that was fun to play and had some replay and build, I think people would play it, but it doesn't really have any of those options.
You don't think it's fun to play?
No. Why you franchise? Reach my Superstar KO.
Oh, sorry. For some reason,
I was back on the. So now Superstar KO, I don't really enjoy that either because it doesn't play like mutt. These abilities are stupid. I like the fact Gambler does not work like that in mutt.
That's true.
Gambler's
broken in Superstar KO.
Imagine going and trying Aaron Rodgers out in Superstar KO and going in mutt, putting Gambler on your Patrick Mahomes and throwing a pick immediately. Like, what? This is not how this is supposed to play. It just says can't be picked by AI defenders. You have your user in cards, you can't get interception. So, and the abilities don't really work, so you can't really test stuff out like they say you can. And on top of that, it seems like it doesn't, like, it's again one of these things where different modes play differently. Like salary cap plays differently than squads, which plays differently than weekend league, which plays differently than house rules. Yeah. They're all in the competitive all pro banner, but like they don't play the same.
Part of the frustrations of playing Madden is its inconsistencies. I think that in the end is the one word that I think burns us more than anything else is like inconsistencies in everything they do. And I don't know whether it's like the bureaucracy and the silos that they live in, but man, it's tough. It's weird too. Like some of the things that are different, like you said about the gambler cam, like it shouldn't act different, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Doesn't even work over there, really. Like, again, one-on-one coverage, like, what, dude, I've gotten picked more in one-on-one coverage with Double Me against a bum cornerback than I have caught passes on it.
Yeah.
So isn't this ability supposed to be, like, a better increased chance of catching? But it doesn't seem like it is.
Can you say that last part again? Sorry. So, Arbots, thanks for subbing.
Oh, sorry. I was saying, like, for Double Me, right? It doesn't seem like Double Me even works over there either because, like, it's supposed to be, if you're one-on-one, you're supposed to double-team that guy. But I've thrown a ball to Hopkins against a bum cornerback, and the cornerback picks me off more times than Hopkins makes that.
Oh, that's definitely happened to me in Superstar KO where you throw it up. Yeah, and I don't get that. Like, it went through Hopkins' hands and the DB or DB intercepted it.
Yeah.
It was one-on-one. Yeah, I didn't get that.
So like,
Weekend League plays different than Seasons. How do you think – have you guys seen that? Snake Eyes? I don't get it. Can you put in the chat why you think that is?
I mean, I just think almost differently because, like, I mean, just based off how certain cards perform. Like, I've had games of, like, Seasons where my guys just are – playing well. I know it's inconsistent, obviously, but then like you go into squads and you can't get a pass rush at all with abilities on your defensive line. It's like, wait. So these teams, I was getting like 5 sacks a game against abilities on the offensive line. Then I go into squads, they got a gold offensive line, and I can't get to the quarterback. It could be DDA, but I just think the modes play differently. I don't think I know. Superstar KO mode plays differently. Like, what the fuck? Like, this shit's ridiculous.
Yeah. I agree. And it might be just due like the stat differences because like you're running with base elites and Superstar KO versus like superstars and in mutt, your guys are closer in ratings, right?
Mostly, yeah.
Superstars.
I really like play a guy that has like a garbage team. You know, even though the top three lines as their team is not. So this is just your backups.
Yeah. All right, so Wheels, what do you think about the changes to Team of the Week this year? Can you kind of give us your thoughts? Or can you explain what the changes are, too?
Yeah.
And let us know.
Pull that Jake Stein tweet.
Yeah, woo! So what was that? They're going to actually make
watch
it
the
so,
ball? Sorry.
Yeah, they're going to actually make it watch the games. But yeah, they're going to make sure, like, or at least try to make sure that the people that perform really well during the week are actually going to get the Team of the Week cards that they deserve. The limited time card's going to be the top, or I guess in their eyes, the top fantasy performer of the week, too. So it's pretty cool. I think that's pretty interesting. I just, limited times are like 3 million coins. So
do you think their top fantasy performer is going to be PPR or not?
I think it's going to be whatever they decide. What's the best fantasy performance?
They said it's not mutt related, but we're going to totally get a lot of mutt factors for these cards.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, I think they'll choose a position. So like, I don't think we'll see like back to back wide receivers, back to back QBs for that. I think they'll kind of.
Oh yeah, switch positions this week.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So just fuck defensive players, huh?
I think there will be a I think they'll make sure to put a defensive player in there, because they said, when they say defense, I'm like, there's not going to be a top fantasy defense. Like, defense isn't going to outscore any like quarterback, receiver, running back. So,
go on.
I was going to say, it'd be interesting to see who they pick this week.
Would you go? Who would you go this week?
Because, you know, if they want to sell packs, they put Lamar as a LTD.
Lamar's going to get like a mid 80. I think the number one, like the top performer, wouldn't it be like Watkins?
Sammy Watkins, I think, probably would make the most sense.
He's a winning team, right? Yeah, because he'll be
200 yards and 3 touchdowns. I think it was 198, right? 3 touchdowns. But
yeah. Who was top fantasy performer this week? That was
I'm pretty sure it is Sammy Watkins.
McCaffrey had a big win against the loss.
McCaffrey won't get it because he already has a 90 overall.
Yeah, plus he lost too, so he's not getting a card at all.
Well, they're not going to worry about.
I thought winning team. No, they're not no more.
They're not going to worry about that. Well, they said that for the heroes, they're not going to.
Okay.
No. For that card, they're not going to. The heroes will still have to be on winning teams.
No, I thought they said the heroes they're not going to. Let me pull this up.
No, it was they said they're not going to worry about it like they do with the heroes. That's how I took it.
No, it says we're not going to hold ourselves to the restriction that the teams of the offense and defensive heroes must have also won that week.
Oh shit!
So it's the set cards too.
Whoops, wrong one.
That's how I look at it. I don't know.
I'll take a look. Give me a second.
It's gonna be interesting to see what they do for offensive hero, because there's a lot of players that perform well, but they're all like gold cards right now. But Dalvin Cook got a 9 overall upgrade, so they could kind of go either way.
Okay, if you do standard scoring as Sammy, which he is probably going to do, Sammy Lamar and Austin Eckler. Yeah. And Dak Prescott were tied for third with Eckler.
I think it's tough because it depends on what they do with Lamar. Yeah. I could see Lamar getting a sec card, which would be kind of wild. But I think Dak also gets a card too, because Dak also had a perfect pass rating.
And Dak got a power up too, so I feel like more kind of give Dak a card than Lamar. Lamar ain't got a power up just yet. And so if Lamar gets a top tier card, you have to either buy that or, if it's a limited time card, that nobody's playing with that card. Their cards be like rare than Michael Vick.
Well, they couldn't. Yeah. And the thing is, with the limited card, they're not doing power ups for that card anyway, so they could just give Lamar the card.
Okay, not part of, so.
Yeah. The limited team of the week card has nothing to do with power ups. So you could give a guy with a power up the limited, and it won't go into the limited set or the power up set, which is like,
okay. What?
It's kind of weird. That means I have to buy training again when that guy gets an upgrade, but
that's wild. Okay, so if a guy gets like, if you have an 84 overall card you're sitting on, so they're just like fuck investors at that point. That's what that basically screams out to me. Guess what? You're invested in the power, bro. Fuck you. So that's okay. That sucks.
But yeah, I'm not too sure who could be the team of the week hero, because none of the guys that I could think of would have power ups right now. Like Dak doesn't have a power up. They're all gold cards.
Yeah.
I think the guarantees, or I'll be surprised if these two don't get team of the weeks, is Hollywood and TJ Hockenson, because they both got rookie premieres and they usually like to give the upgrades to the rookie premieres.
Yeah. So like, I would assume if they get a fantasy football performer, they'll get a rookie premiere upgrade. Usually like, how often they oftentimes give rookie premier upgrades like one a week, just about, it feels like, through team of the week and stuff and other things. But like, do you think last year, how many times did like a team of the week hero be a rookie premier? Was it at all? Didn't we team get one hero? With Lattimore got a card late in the year? Oh no, that was a little bit ago. Sorry.
I don't think
who got it last year? Did Barkley get one?
No, because he had the rookie set at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, he had the rookie set, and then he got the. Ridley got a hero. Ridley just got a regular. Never. I don't think I've.
I think they got team of the week cards, but I don't think they're ever a hero card.
Yeah. So Ridley. Somebody says Ridley did get a hero. Okay.
Okay. It's late in the year, probably.
I
don't think
he got a hero card.
I don't think Leighton Vander Esch got one. I kind of want to say maybe Roquan. No, Roquan just got an 82.
Roquan got that.
Ridley. Someone said Ridley got a hero.
I think he did actually.
Ridley did get a hero.
Okay, he did. All right,
you got cool. One.
So yeah, they will upgrade. They will give rookie mirrors to heroes.
You got one late in the year, though.
Yeah, I like that though. I'm glad that they give good upgrades to rookie mirrors, and then try and feature them too. Even though sometimes it's like, well, who was it last year? That was it. Ward that should have gotten an upgrade, but they instead decided to give it to a Ravens tight end. You Ravens fans, you sons of bitches.
Oh, for Ghost of Madden? Yeah. Yeah.
Even though he was out like the whole year, right?
Yeah. It was crazy that Denzel Ward, like, he had an 80-some forever and then got the 94 at the very end of rookie premieres.
Yeah. So we'll see how Team of the Week plays this year. It seems like they are listening to our feedback on that, though. So it is kind of weird how, like, certain things they definitely hear us and our feedback on, and they change it, but I feel like it takes so long to do it. Do you think that's just EA being the corporate bureaucracy that it is? Or do you think, like, it takes, like, an overwhelming amount of support to make these changes, and they can only do it the next year? Like, what do you think the issue is? Why they hear us on some things but not others? Wheels.
I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure.
Text?
I think so. It depends on how hard it is to do and how, and like, I think it's all like complications. Like, this is a way easier process because they can just outsource it to somebody else. You know? They'd be like, hey, watch all these games and give us these players. Well, you know, you gotta watch. Look at the top performing pick fantasy list. Just go based off that. And so I think it's just a little easier to do it this way as opposed to before, where they kind of had to like find guys that they had to. Oh, he has a card down the line coming out, so we can't give him a card. Like Khalil Mack last year, he had a card coming out in October, so EA purposely did not want to drop a card for him.
Yeah.
Until they had to.
Lol.
Until they were forced to. So it's just like, this is way easier. So they can just be, it's way, I feel like this is way easier to kind of, instead of being firm on these things, just kind of work around it. So that way you make us happy, and then you don't got to do as much work of like trying to find somebody that you can replace this person that's supposed to get a card with.
Yeah. So Wheels, mm-hmm. You used to live in Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
So can you give us a firsthand experience of what you think EA went through and why they delayed Ultimate Kickoff? And like, just give us the experience of what it's like to be, you know, forecasted to get hit by a hurricane.
Well, I left.
And then, like, you left?
I just went to Bengals' apartment for, like, a week. But, like, it never – I talked to my parents about it. They're like, yeah, it was, like, a little windy, and that was it.
So you left your parents behind? Wow.
They said they're going to stay.
Really? But
yeah, no, it never – I don't think it ever got even close to doing anything. It was off the shore for a – unless, I guess, you're on right on the coast, you got – something, but like, I don't think there was any damage really in Florida.
So with that, like, are you mad at EA for not putting out Ultimate Kickoff?
Yes and no. Like, I get it. Like, I think they said that they took off, like, they already scheduled days off.
Yeah.
So it's like, so I get that, but they already planned the content that they were going to have off. So I just don't see how, like, did they just not even do anything for Ultimate Kickoff before they left or they were off? Like, I just, that's the part I don't get. It's like, clearly they already had content planned out. They have packs already scheduled. So, like, yeah. I don't know. I'm interested to see what Ultimate Kickoff's going to end up being. Like, are they,
because so I'm looking for you to make a judgment one way or the other. Is it okay, or was it, or are they just being pieces of shit?
I think it's okay because it really did look like it was going to come straight at Florida for a while, and then like it was a super slow moving hurricane, like it sat on top of the Bahamas for like 3 days. So the forecast, like with how the forecast was, I get it. I totally get it, and I think it's okay. Yeah. I think they need to tell us when it's coming out now, though. Like, just set a time, like a date that it's coming out. Then I feel like they could have done it on Sunday, but whatever. But yeah,
do you think they should work through the weekend for it?
Yeah, you already took 4 days off. Why not?
These people have families. Yeah.
They spent time.
They aren't
with their
Fortnite
families.
Developers. They don't overwork them like that anymore. Yeah. So, like, I feel like the biggest issue is the two biggest issues in my mind are, like you said, the lack of prep that they should have kind of had this done weeks ago. and then the lack of communication, which I've talked about before. I'm not going to beat that drum again. Is letting us know on some sort of schedule on this, like what day is going to come out, and treating us like mature adults. Texas, I want to hear what your opinion, one way or another. Do you think that they're pieces of crap for not having Ultimate Kickoff, or do you understand it?
Nah, it's just they can schedule content, right? Like, they schedule house rules, they schedule weekend league, they schedule all this shit. They couldn't schedule this? They couldn't get out there and schedule this Ultimate Kickoff promo? They had to, like, push it back until whenever it comes out because of a storm? Like, I think EA shouldn't have any offices in where, like, in Florida in the first place. That should be, like, in a landlocked area.
Move to Colorado. Like, if you go to the middle of the country, you're gonna get tornadoes. If you go to the west coast, you're gonna get earthquakes. So that, like, Colorado. There's no part of the country that's safe.
Colorado, that's where NORAD is, bro. NORAD to Colorado, you come to NORAD. Come up here to the Springs. Come up here to Denver.
Oh, you go to Pueblo. Okay, Denver, because Colorado's like mountainous, isn't there? Like snowstorms and shit.
Snowstorms. I mean, it's snow. I mean, global warming, bro, exists. Like, it's not been snowed up here that hard, bro. It's been kind of crazy. Like, we see more snow in July than we do in like fucking December, bro. Like, world's dying, and I'm sorry. I hate to admit that. But yeah, I just it's just weird that, like, we have a company that makes as much money as they do, and then they just don't drop a promo because of the storm, obviously. But they probably should have had this thing prepped and ready to roll out and scheduled long ago. And I don't know what complications they ran into why they couldn't do that, but it should have been out probably, like, way sooner than last week.
Yeah. All right. So, who do you guys name two cards you think is going to come in the Ultimate Kickoff promo? Wheels?
Two cards? Ooh.
Yep. Give me two.
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Barkley.
So take it from your heart, not your head.
And JJ Watt.
Barkley and Watt? I love like it.
Those. Yeah.
I kind of like those.
Watt's not going to be good with his next update, by the way. Hope you guys know that. Don't be investing in JJ Watt's power. JJ Watt's not going to be good until he gets 90 power move, which is not going to be for a while.
JJ Watt's not going to be good until he can catch balls again.
Huh?
Yeah. I need my QB spy JJ Watt from last year back. Just picking people off.
He's not going to animate this shit. What are you talking about?
I know.
You're just going to stand there like, wait, what do I do with my hand up? No.
Nah.
You have the first fucking slot ball ability where you throw
it. I actually really like those two picks, though. I think they make sense.
What if they have an ability in the game that's just like, or X Factor, maybe you get like three sacks, you get on max swap ball, so the dude can be on the right side of the line and swap the ball because the abilities, his X Factor is active. This game's already stupid as it is, like with these abilities and X Factors. Why not go crazier?
I think we'll get crazier shit down the road.
Huh?
I think they're gonna keep iterating on that shit. Yeah.
We got Pat Tillman that gets selfless, get five hit sticks in the game, and if you do three for what is it, like indoor, then you get three hit sticks with that guy, and your other cards light up. That's obnoxious.
Oh.
Did you not know that? It's
with him, right?
Yeah, with him. Three hit sticks with him, and then the other cards light up.
Interesting.
I mean, that's solid. It's not that, like, just for the one hit stick, right, to land with him is pretty tough?
Well, I mean, if you have him playing the flats and then just go down there and knock a guy's head off, it's pretty simple.
Hit sticks with him, if he has, like, Enforcer, doesn't he get, like, 50% chance at fumbling that ball. So just the hit sticks themselves are powerful.
That's why I still got Patrick Willis, man. Like, when he hits you with Enforcer, it's going to be a fumble. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about the meta right now, then? Wheels, how do you like where Madden is right now for the gameplay?
Good game for casuals, bad game for if you're trying to actually win games.
Why?
Can you explain to me why they nerf hit sticks?
Because they're too powerful.
Because people complain about fumbles.
But the run game is so stupid. It's so weird to me that they nerfed an aspect to counter the run game and counter these drag catches and counter these fucking short pass games, but they don't do nothing to nerf those. Like, you still can't tackle guys running near them.
Yeah.
So they just want offense, then they don't care. It's like they don't want anybody playing defense at all this year. Nope. They just want you to score a bunch of points because, like, I'm really tired of hit sticking guys with, like, my linebackers and motherfuckers eating them bitches.
Yeah, so, like, hit sticks would warp, right? And that's the frustrating part about them. But like, you can't reach out and hit A and conservative tackle somebody when you're like an inch behind mm-hmm. them. Like your fist can be in their anus, but you can't get a tackle animation. So it's frustrating. Like, run defense needs to be solved in ways around just being able to like have a lot of hit sticks out there, because that's not how the NFL play. The NFL doesn't play like blitz where it's every single play is a hit stick. So like warp hit sticks, like having those warp but not regular tackles warp is a weird inconsistency to me. Like they said they want to knock down the amount of like warp shit, and they did it for like one thing. We still have warping animations, but I don't know. The run game needs to have both pursuit fixes, force defender fixes, gap integrity fixes, and then like, can you imagine how good the run game is if offense alignment on pulls like actually targeted correctly a lot of the time? Like, it would be silly right now.
If targeting worked, we would not be able to stop the run at all this game.
If what? Oh yeah. Sorry, target. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
it'd be absolutely insane. So I hope they fix defensive like run awareness and that kind of stuff before they fix O-line logic. I hope that's the next thing that's on their agenda, and then O-line logic's further. Like O-line logic needs to pick up for like pass blocking too. But right now, yeah, it's so slanted to having a running attack that it's unfun as Madden has been for meta in a while, in my opinion.
Do you think that they should bring back Never Stumble? Or the stumbling animation, I should say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so like stumbling animations, taking those out of the games also helps boost the run, right?
Yeah.
Because it used to be where if you run into the back of your offensive lineman, you'd stumble. Like, the defense still stumbles. Didn't we talk about this before? Maybe it was before the podcast. The defense still stumbles when it gets near people, and they trip, and your user will fall down. Mm-hmm. Your linebackers will fall down. Your defensive lineman falls down. They act like they've been shot from the top row. But the running back can run into people, and because there's no stumble animations anymore, there's no stumble recovery, they now are, like, invincible, it feels like. And so some people just run into the pile mm-hmm. and then pop out and run for 80 yards. And like, oh, sweet offense, bro. And it's way too effective.
Yeah, I played a subscriber dude that he just ran stretch the entire time. I knew what he was doing, and I literally timed up this run to hit stick him, but he ran to the back of his lineman, got the best animation ever where he kind of ducks into it. Like, he didn't do it himself. The CPU did it, and he gets touched out of it. And I called him a bitch for it, because I'm like, you got it. I was mad.
Or how about quarterbacks? They just run into back of lineman. They're fine. They just keep going. Mm-hmm. Get a skate artist.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they need stumble in the game. I never really liked Never Stumble though. I feel like having stumble is like another aspect of like a skill to have, like being able to flick up.
Yeah. I would love it. Never Stumble is a tier.
Never Stumble was nice. That like I like it. But I feel like not having it, like bring back stumble with no Never Stumble, I think is the move.
Or bring it back with Never Stumble being a tier 3, so you got to choose between like this that and like armbar. Like, just like fucking, I'm tired of these guys skating fucking and gliding through fucking bad mechanics on defense, not being able to tackle somebody because he's near somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Joel agrees. Joel CP is in chat right now. He says O-line pass protection is awful and the stumble needed to be in the game. Panty says they took stumbling out because we were making fun of it. So they respond to our jokes, I guess. Maybe we need to make more jokes at their expense.
Yeah, probably. I would love that back in the game. That's something that we, like, it's an old thing that they took out that I would love for them to put back in. By the way, look at JJ Watt's car. JJ Watt on his 87 has 80 block shape, 84 power move, 83 finesse move. So JJ Watt would need a +6 overall increase to get 90 power move and 90 finesse move.
Yikes.
Terrible.
Yikes.
So yeah, that car is not going to be good to get like a 95 overall card.
No. Is it weird that they have these certain cards like every year that just underrepresent who they really are? The biggest offenders, it used to be Gronk was never as good as he was in real life. J.J. Watt's the same way the last few years. Another offender would be, who else wasn't as good? Like Aaron Donald isn't as good right now as he is in real life. Because he can't get the chemistries. What's up?
I was saying nope. I was agreeing with you. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so like there's a few people that it feels like they're not never as good in game. It's generally kind of like, I guess the slower players is a fair point. Like, just like the guys that have skills outside of speed are never representative as powerful as they should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, DBs running your wide receiver routes. Yeah, like if you call, like, some DBs will just, like, know exactly what you're going to do, bump your wide receiver off the route and do it.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys think they should add pass interference into Mutt?
I mean,
like, well, there is, but, like, not in the
For bumping?
Yeah, not for bumping.
Yeah. I kind of like the bumping because it's fun. It's fun, man. I enjoy getting out here and just bumping. It makes me mad when it happens to me. I get stuck. I run a man beater and the nigga bumps my guy. I'm like, what are you doing? Why? But
I love it's crazy that points. DBs will run like out routes before your wide receiver will run it.
Yeah. Or how about the worst, I think, is like, say somebody calls a cover three and you call a concept to beat it, you know, like a levels concept or like a streak, a clear out, a corner route, a flat route, and you throw the corner out and the defensive back that's running straight with your streak knows that you threw it because they're psychic and they go back and play a corner out. That's the most frustrating, like, shit where zones are turned and they still make plays. And then your opponent the next drive will throw a ball at your zone literally looking at the quarterback and he won't react. And it's like, what the fuck am I playing that allows these players to make bad decisions to get rewarded and yet I'm running zone concept beaters and getting punished? That's, I think, the worst part of the inconsistencies in Madden with, like, zone specifically.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. The fact that they don't do what they're supposed to do. Cover four should not fucking play man coverage. Cover four
definitely. What are you talking about? That's fucking match, dude. No, so that's exactly how cover four plays IRL.
Well, like cover four, like, well, I don't think it should. I feel like if you're on a deep third, Palms play your deep quarter. Play your deep quarter. I understand it matches, but like I don't get why I have four zones out here and the first bunch of crossers, I'm fucked. Like, it's so weird to me. I have four zones playing deep blues and they run across there. Y'all want to follow them. I'm playing man coverage. I understand it's match, but like, can I just run a basic stock cover four without matching, please?
Hit play sticks, dude. I play sticks. Takes it out of the match.
What about that? I forgot what it is, but it's like you run a post and your safety just bites hard on the post and it's just wide open. Like, I don't get that either.
On palms and quarters, or which one?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's like cover four. I don't know if it's quarters, but I think it's just cover four in general.
Cover three.
I think it's cover. That's cover three. It's cover three,
yeah.
Because I'll have a single high safety and they just bite on a post route for no reason. Like, why would you bite on a post? Like, bite, I mean, like, they'll break for the post and they like go to where they broke for the post.
Oh, yeah. I think that's just one of the counters in the games to cover four is post patterns.
But like that
you're saying it just acts dumbly.
Like if you're running deep thirds, if you have deep middle thirds, why would you be biting where the guy's running a post instead of being behind?
Oh, on thirds? Yeah, that's a glitch.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. That's a glitch.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, deep thirds. Yeah. Yeah, deep third shouldn't be biting on that post. Deep middle, right? Yeah, that's I know that glitch. I put out a video on that one.
Yeah, that one, it doesn't make any sense. The safety just runs to where the receiver is breaking for the post instead of picking up the zone where he's going into.
Yeah. Pauly said, what's the best coverage for cover two man over top? So I don't like over top man against cover two man except against certain things. Like if it's end of half. Because you already have help over the top if you cover two safeties. I only play over top if I'm like at a cover one type thing or like a manned a cover zero. Because then you won't get beat over the top as easy as long as you have fast wide receivers. So cover two man should be in trail positions. You can shade them inside or outside though. All right. So moving on. So somebody asked this question in chat a while ago. I just wrote it down. What do you guys think about the lower overalls to start? Do you like that or do you want... Like, what's your ideal mutt? Do you like it all like mutt 13 where we had 99s on launch day? Or do you guys like this? Because, like, MLB does the whole 99s on launch day. And did you like MLB's content this year more than Madden's wheels?
Not really. I think they did it better. Just speaking MLB, I think they did it better this year than last year. But if you're going to have 99s, you're going to have to release, like, additional 99s you're not just only using like a certain player. Like, yeah, I have options. I think no. Yeah. Don't put 99s at the beginning of the game. I'm out on that one.
Yeah. Tex?
I don't want 99s, but I would love if a card like was a beast at something, you kind of get a top two rating at that. So like if some of our guys are really good pass rushers, so to like just kind of make everything balance, how about you just go lopsided on one stat? Because MLB does that where guys like a crazy power hitter or contact hitter, you get those 125 ratings. From Mutt, instead of just going crazy with 9 overall. I mean, worked back in Madden 13, but you still got to build, like, promos around other stuff. And I feel like EA kind of likes the evolution of going from low tier to then the progression of the car, and then force you to buy more packs. And so EA's anything to get you to buy more packs, what they want you to do.
I also agree with what someone just said in the chat, where it's like 99s in Madden are way more powerful than like 99s in MLB. Like, you could come against an all 99 team and have like silvers and still win a game. You can't do that in Madden. You get smoked.
No. Like, and even in MLB, against a halfway competent person, you're going to get smoked. Silvers, yeah. Like, I don't know if you play I'm still playing MLB, and I just played the event with, like, silver hitters against the 99 pitchers. Mm-hmm. It sucks. MLB really sucks when it's like that.
Yeah.
Like, both teams. Like, it's whoever gets the most blue pits. So, MLB The Show, while it is possible to win, you can still, like, I've seen Savage beat people with silvers, too, in years past, and I've done the same thing when I did my, I forgot the fuck what I called it, but Pig Iron to Steel Splendor. Like, you're still able to beat top-end squads in Madden if you got a better scheme, but MLB The Show is not the epitome of gameplay or the kind of thing we should compare Madden to with gameplay purposes, because that's also got some major flaws, because if you square the ball up, you're going to line it out with a lot of players that you use. So it depends on the swing type, too, of your silver card. Some players play better than others.
It's also how the game is, though. Like, you got to think of like the speed of 99s versus the speed of silvers.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
maybe MLB, because it sucks, it's a lot easier to use budget cards.
Yeah. Oh, no, because
you can bloop out and fluke out a win a lot easier in MLB.
Yep.
That's fair.
And you have, like, super fast, like, silver cards or, like, and stuff. You just don't see that in Madden. Everyone's, like,
easy speed. Cards are good at one thing or, like, you know, specialists, essentially.
Yeah.
You don't have that.
I'll be right back. Yeah, don't have that. Keep talking.
Like, cards that are specialists now are, like, they're like Bosa. Like, he's a specialist. He is not even from Destiny, so you go with that guy, but he's only good for pass rushing. But for the most part, EA tries to balance your game around like the same 83, 85, 86 threshold, which is so annoying. Like, all these cards are basically clones of one another.
Mm-hmm. And like, they've like nerfed like everyone that's not like a high tier elite, really. Mm-hmm. Like, you remember in years past when you could have like Dree Archer is a good example. Like, he was a good card. He was trash silver. Rashad Perriman. It's like speed. They had speed, but now none of those guys, like fast players that are silvers, have speed.
Nope.
They're like 80, 85 speed.
Or like it's so bad. Like, cards that were like John Ross for a while, like fast, but still not as fast as he probably should be because he's not an elite. John Ross was an elite card to beat. He like 3 speed points faster. So don't like how there's legit no budget cards in this game anymore. No.
Yeah. Like, no, the budget cards are like 50k cards. Derrick Henry is a budget card, but he's like 60k.
I stopped doing these budget series. I'm like, why am I doing this? Because, like, really, actually, the budget cards are those and also power ups.
Yes. The budget cards now are the Tyler Lockett's superstar that have the abilities on it.
So you're saving coins and picking this card up. So it's just. Yep. You can't get out of here and get like a 500,000 coin team without, it's like five players basically. Like, if you want to have a decent team, you can get an on your quarterback, and then you got to get a running back with the ability on it so you can actually break tackles in this game. And then you have to fucking get a defender with the pass rush ability if you want to get to the quarterback. Otherwise, you see just stuff the entire time.
Yeah. So, like, with abilities, especially with abilities, you can't use budget teams.
No. That's why his abilities are kind of, it's a good way for EA to make a lot of money off of us. Running through these cards, trying to find the best one to use.
Yeah.
So with that, like, all right, so I want to talk, I don't know if we talked enough about 2K and Madden having to compete with it. What do you think, if there was another football game, Madden would be free to play right now? Madden would cost $0 because they'd suck us in with Mutt. Like, if 2K ended up making an NFL game, because we see how much they've reacted with just this weekend making Madden free to play. They did a lot of drops. They tried to bring a lot of influencers in to try to compete with 2K. Like, do you think Madden would just be in a straight better place because of the competition? Don't answer that question. That's an easy yes. But like, what do you think EA could do to keep on competing? Like, do you think Madden should go free to play overall? But like, 2K's struggled a lot with their servers. It feels like ever since 2K went $3 in like what around their playoffs, they just haven't recovered their servers since. Like, what's up with 2K? And do you think 2K is still a better game than Madden this year? Wheels?
I don't play 2K. I don't get the people who are like, oh, 2K, we need 2K to make an NFL game. It's like, it's not going to be that much better, in my opinion. But competition's always great. I think if you're, especially with Mutt, I think Mutt should be free to play, because it's a microtransaction game. So like they're gonna make money anyways, and like people are gonna spend money. Yeah. So I think Mutt, at least Mutt by itself should be free. I think Matt in general probably should be free at this point. Because you see the hype, you see people play with it. And even like was it last year or 2 years ago when they were just giving copies to everyone? Like people were hyped about it. People were super hyped about it. So I think free to play would be big. But I don't think they'll ever do that.
No, Texas, do you think they'd ever do something like that?
I mean, they kind of have to go that direction because, I mean, they don't make their – I mean, the game sales are cool, but, like, if somebody has extra money to spend on Mutt because they're not actually buying their game, it's gonna you're getting the money either way. The only thing that you would actually want would be just like, oh, we sold this many copies of Madden. That's the only thing you can really brag about. But I feel like if you get more people into Mutt, that is the goal. Like, if I had $60 spent on Madden, but, hey, it's free. I got $60 spent on Mutt points. Money's going to you either way, I would assume.
Yeah.
What if they did Mutt like a mobile game? Not like make Mutt a mobile game, but like because it is like a, you know, you're spending, it's like loot boxes, like how mobile games work. What if they make it a separate thing where it's you don't buy it, but they make it like seasons? So like they you can still do the reset, but like maybe just have a little bit more loyalty go over.
Wait, can you explain that a little
bit
more?
And then that way they might have time to work on the next game more. Like, don't – pretty much I'm saying, like, don't do a yearly release for Madden.
What would you have them do?
So, like, you keep Mutt – like, you just keep it going. Like, you have the updates. So, make it, like, a two-year release.
Okay.
And for Mutt, just have, like, when the new season starts, just do a reset. So, you're essentially playing the same game for 2 years. But that gives them an extra year cycle. Because – well, I guess my question here is, do you think they need another year?
It's just going to make them a year lazier, in my opinion.
that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
but, like, I don't know.
Like, look, okay, so look at what we've seen in the gaming industry with COD, and they went to, like, a three-year cycle even, where a studio makes a game every 3 years. Like, oh, this is going to make COD great. How does the community around COD feel about it? They're like, oh, it's the same game every year now. And it's like, a lot of these complaints, I know it's not exactly true, but a lot of these complaints are still going to be there even on a 3 year cycle if another studio gets
involved. That's true. I don't know. So, I'm just kind of throwing out ideas. I'm not saying like that's what they should do. Also, someone said that I'm wrong because if 2K was there, it'd be better. I don't know. I don't get that. But yeah, I also agree that 2K is kind of the reason why there's a monopoly because they made it their game $20.
Yeah, and Madden couldn't compete. So, like, but here's the thing is, like, Madden's moved on. Like, can you imagine that, like, 2K dropped their price to $20? Madden's like, oh, God, now we freak it out and we bought the rights away from them. But, like, now we're talking about, like, Madden just going free to play because they make so much money in the gambling aspects of it. So, I don't know. I feel like if 2K made a football game, both football games, it'd be like, kind of like Fortnite and all the other big battle royales. Like, they're just going free to play in order to compete with each other because that's what you get the most audience from. That's where you get the most people putting money into your ecosystem from. So, like, it would definitely be better for the consumers, obviously, making Madden free to play, but would it be better for the servers? Would if Madden had three times its population? We saw what a free weekend. Like, this was some of the worst lag I've seen in Madden for a long time.
A lot of DCs.
I don't know if it's just the population going up, but, like, it was not great this weekend for lag. And if Madden goes free to play, would they just have to increase their server amount? But, like, would they though? Tex?
I mean, it better. I mean, the game was free to play this week, and people can kick out solo battle games because the servers are trash. So they better increase their server amount, which then, if more people are playing the game, that's better for them. More potential money they can make. Anything that gets people's eyes on it, man. Apex is free to play, make a lot of money. Fortnite free to play, make a lot of money. Like, people try stuff out that's free. So you got to invest in it. I got to ask those questions. Is this game worth it? I don't. It's free. Go fucking download and play.
Yeah.
Wheels, what do you think?
It'd be tough. I think they would have to invest in servers. Like, and they got the money. They got if they're offering 140K to Tfue, use that on servers.
That would be great. Something awesome says at Wheels. I said you're wrong because Madden is gimped by 20-plus-year-old engine
That's
with
wrong.
No incentive to change it. They've admitted this.
Nope.
2K's engine would be contemporary and potentially allow for more refined experience. EA then would probably just have to upgrade their game's engine at some point. Why do you think he's wrong, Wheels?
They've changed engines. The Frostbite engine came in like a few years ago. So that's already wrong. We had the Ignite engine to the Frostbite engine. So they've already changed engines. Not like Frostbite. I think Frostbite's not bad. It's not good for sports games, but that's a different story.
It's also
different,
not good
for topic.
I've seen a lot of these videos along Wheels' point. I've seen a lot of these videos about how Frostbite's ruined Madden, but Madden 17 was on Ignite, and that shit sucked.
Lying.
I hated 17. What?
And then what 2K, text? I didn't hear you. 2K, well, and then the other thing with 2K. 2K, if they were to make a football game, you won't see that thing for 3 years. They have to make everything from scratch. So it doesn't matter.
But here's the thing, Wheels.
Let's stop talking about 2K football. It's so dumb.
The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. Wouldn't it be best if they started on a game?
Yeah.
Right now?
I will say competition's not bad. So like if 2K were to make a football game, it wouldn't be bad. It would be great for us. Competition's good for the consumer.
Would 2K's football game be like EA's NBA game?
That's the other thing too, is like 2K has competition with NBA Live, and NBA Live sucks. And 2K is also kind of sucks right now. So it just because there will be competition doesn't make everything absolutely amazing. And I think that's what people don't understand, is like, oh, if there was competition, like everything would be so amazing. That's not how it's going to work, you know?
Yeah. And like, here's the thing about 2K, like along that same point, 2K had the exclusive rights to baseball. And they fucked it up. They literally stopped making a baseball game when they had the exclusive rights. So, you're right. 2K is not exactly like the golden child, but they do have a very good basketball game. And they used to have a very competitive football game. So, I think that a lot of people want that back for that reason. And I don't blame them. I see a lot of these independent studios outside of the obvious scam ones. that I saw somebody put out, like, we're making a NFL football game, give us money, and then surprise surprise, find out a year later or two it's a fucking scam. Like, a lot of us called it out early on, but NYK, I think he's still in chat, he was very vocal about it being a scam. And the competition is good, but you're right, like, it really does need a couple $100 million to really bring up a football game up to speed. Like, you can't just like say, hey, let's make 2K and update the graphics, or 2K5 and update the graphics. That's not how this really works. So, man, I think a lot of us want it, but shit, the risk factor nowadays. But then, like, you see studios, how easy is it to make a buck off microtransactions? Like, wouldn't it just be like, we can see $1 billion in 3 years if we show a lot of microtransactions. It just seems okay, but I don't know. Tex, what do you think about this whole debate?
I'm just thinking about that whole, like, scam that they run. So apparently this is, like, a big thing, like a Kickstarter scam where they just basically do something. Like, a lot of companies do this, and they say they're coming out within 2 years, and then you forget about it, and then they just take the money and run.
they pay themselves a salary, and then they're like, oh, sorry, it just fell apart.
Yeah, I don't know how that's allowed, but all right. That's like just such a criminal mastermind type thing. That's so dastardly to do. Like, I would never, that's just crazy. But in terms of like 2K going and making a game, I don't think more competition would like help, really. I mean, like, it depends on like if they don't like cahoot with one another, right? Because sometimes competition, they'll draw lines in the sand about what they're going to do, what they're not going to do, and they just kind of still fuck the consumer over. And sometimes you got Google Fibers out there that actually kind of like provide you cheaper and more reliable internet for for like a third of the cost, you know? So
yeah,
it all depends what their intentions are. And both these are big companies, and both the intentions are to try to scam us out of our money. So I'm cool with just having one company do that, not two.
Just one company scam us out of our money?
2K lately lied this year about what they're going to do with their respecting of characters. EA also did some lying this year, too.
Yeah. But if consumers had a choice on that, it would just be better. So that way we could go away from the scam of that. But, like, monopolies are bad, right? In my opinion, they're bad. Mm-hmm. Like, would you say that's true, Texas?
Yeah, I think monopolies are bad. Unless they're Disney. Because Disney's great.
Disney is not a monopoly. They're like, they own like what, 20-something% of the market? They're not a monopoly.
They're about to be. Disney trying to buy everybody. They got ESPN, they got fucking all the movies. They got all that. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. I think by law they can't own more than like 25% of the FCC law or something, of the market or something. Anyways. Doesn't matter. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we wrap the Muttman podcast up?
I don't think we need to spend enough time talking about this Vic and the paywall, bro. Gutfox, what are your thoughts about EA hiding Vic's escape artist behind a paywall?
Oh, yeah, we briefly mentioned that. Weird, right?
Yeah, because
so I think what they wanted to do is that they heard everybody saying escape artist is OP, Michael Vick's going to be OP, and they responded to the community complaints or the perceived community complaints ahead of time by saying, oh, wait, this 90 Mike Vick won't be everywhere on the ladder now because, you know, it's a cheap way of getting one of the best abilities in game would be that 90 Mike Vick. So they decided to preemptively say, hey, screw you, and we're not going to allow that to happen. For game balance purpose for the next 2 months, I think it was the right decision, if unpopular. And they told us ahead of time, so I have no problem with it. Like, I get that people are pissed off that they changed their rules, but for game balance purpose, I'm glad I'm not seeing Michael Vick everywhere, but we're just going to continue to see Steve Young everywhere, right?
But they didn't tell us ahead of time. They told us day of. People had
But it was before we were pulling packs. Wasn't it the night before?
Well, not everybody has a Twitter, so one of the guys, I got a bunch of DMs saying, how come Vick can't get escape artists? So they didn't put that shit anywhere. Again, why isn't this it? Can you like DM like one of the Kralo? Because he blocked me on Twitter. He didn't block me, but he don't follow me no more. Can you DM Kralo and be like, can y'all put this shit in the game?
He unfollowed me too, but that's the regular Kralo. Check out EA.
No, I don't follow him no more either. He used to follow me.
Oh, I got unfollowed by regular Kralo, but not EA Kralo. I think he's trying to separate his job shit.
Probably so, but I just need to know like why is this stuff actually not in the game? Because like people didn't know about that. I didn't know about that until I woke up in the morning.
Yeah, kind of strange. Like it goes back to your point about not putting it on the very front, like putting it in game, like when you hit the upgrade button, like there should be a spot on that upgrade page that says what abilities this guy can get at max level.
Yeah, it could be like 90 overall or something. And then it highlights green when he's able to be unlocked, basically. Like, there's a lot of stuff they can do about this. Like how you level up, like how you level up systems of the games, like Assassin's Creed and fucking Last of Us, where you can like upgrade your character, like it tells you when can you, like you get this ability at level 45. Like, why can't we get that in Madden right now?
I don't know.
Tragic.
Like, I think in the future, like with these archetypes, they're so inconsistent. It should just, I don't know. Would you guys like it? Like, this is just right off the top of my head. I don't know if this is a good idea or not. Probably not. But if you have an archetype on a card, they just get all the abilities of that archetype. I think that's how they originally were going to do it. Then remember Jake released that one poll, say, hey, should we overall lock these abilities? Like, do you think if a card has an archetype, they should just get whatever ability every single card, no matter the overall, should get those abilities? Or would that be too much, like, too many budget cards running around? And it would be overpowered, would that be a bad thing, and everybody though? Would have...
If it's
would it be a bad thing though, right? If budget cards could get abilities?
I'm asking.
I don't know. No, because I like when I was doing my No Money Spent, like I like the Tyler Lockett, and he was like 30k because he has abilities too.
Yeah, that's what they did with that one promo. You're right, so, with the superstars.
I don't necessarily think it'd be a bad thing if they just be like, this is the abilities that they get with this archetype. I don't know.
Texas, just, what do you think?
Go back to putting one ability on the card, and you have to buy the card. That's it. No upgrade training. Go back to that.
Keep it simple.
You like the way it used to be, where you could put almost any ability on cards, right?
Or like Madden 17, that's the ability they come with. It's on the card.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
You're stuck with the chemistry, stuck with the ability. Just be mad.
Go back to that.
Just be mad.
Texas love Madden 17 chemistry.
So I just want more transparency. It's like, that's all we need just in the game. Like, we don't got it. Like, just literally focus somebody to get out here so that way. Cause I just feel like if people know what they're buying, people would be more inclined to make better purchases. Cause people be like, I feel bad. Somebody used to spend like 400K or 250K power with Michael Vick and can't get the ability you want. He gets fast break, but fast break literally is like the dumbest thing. Unless you run a bunch of read options and fucking quarterback rapture, not really. That's a dumb ability.
What is fast break supposed to do? Is it
when you have a designed quarterback run, you take off super fast?
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So okay. It has a designed like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's literally changed your entire offense using Michael Vick. Whereas fast break, whereas escape artist, you can just, that's basically fast break, but like on steroids, because you do whatever the fuck you want to. So I don't mind them putting him on. But so can limit time Vick get the just by itself escape artist, or get the power mode?
Yeah, you can get it by himself.
Okay, that's good then. That's good. Yeah, all right, so I got
you're spending $3 million.
I mean, this game's weird, all man. Right. I just want to make sure you have the power button to get the ability.
Any last questions from the chat before we wrap up the podcast? Overall, like, Wheels, so the first time we've had you on a 20, what's your overall grade for Madden 20? Do one gameplay, one mutt, and then one everything else out of 10, and then one final overall grade. Let me hear what you got.
So gameplay, like a 3? I don't know. Okay. I think it's like, I think the way I see mutt this year, it's like a fun game to play if you're like not taking it seriously. Like if you're just trying to have a good time, I think it's a fun game. If you're playing weekend league and trying to actually win games, it's a stressful game with all the random stuff that happens. So I give it a 3. Mutt overall right now, probably like 6-7. I think it's good that they're releasing content, but some of the content kind of is meh. And then training and all that and trophies, whatever that is. Like, there's too many currencies. Just get rid of these currencies.
So what, would you go down to 7. One currency, like Stubbs and MLB?
Yeah, I think that's the best way to go. And that would actually, you know, if you just worry about coin selling, that'll probably take care of a little bit of that.
Yep.
Say like a 7. And what's the third one? What was the third?
Oh, everything else. And then, like, besides for mutton gameplay, the rest of the game, you know, like the franchise, the new superstar KO mode, face of the franchise, that kind of stuff.
I've touched none of those modes, so I don't have a rating.
Okay. Overall, what would you rate it, Madden?
It depends on the way you look at it. Like, just if you're looking just to have fun, then I guess it's like a 7. Competitive wise, it's like this is not a good competitive game. It's like a 2.
Those are like your
for me personally,
your overall ratings higher than your individual ratings.
Because inconsistencies, like,
just like mutt lineups.
Yeah, just like regular mutt cards. My overall is higher than the other individual attributes.
Okay. So I wrote down some of the questions from chat here. Some of them is already stuff like the limited stuff we already went over in the podcast. So check back on that. Thoughts on the Mutt Master requirements this year? Tex, what do you think about Mutt Master requirements?
Not that bad. I feel like if you play the game, you're going to get them done.
You think so? You like it? Like, do you think that's an actual mastering of Mutt?
Not really. It's just, I guess, like, in that sense, it's not, like, that great. But you're just, if you're just trying to get the card at some point, like, if you play the game, you'll get it. But it's just racking up stats, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah. So it's participation trophy, says KKO?
It's participation trophy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Muttmaster.
I don't like the whole stat grinding. I mean, I will say you get it eventually, but it's not what I'm used to. It's not. I'm old. I like the old Muttmaster with stuff.
I'm trying to think what was like the best Muttmaster.
15, 16, or 17?
15 was the one where you could never get the token off of head to head, right?
That shit was impossible. Now,
they had to release it later, but yeah.
They had to release a pack for it. Yeah. 16. I want to say 16 was good, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
The Odell Beckham. Yep. Were there sets? Yeah, there were sets and head-to-head requirements in 16, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, the damn, like the I think 17 had the milestones. Not milestones, that's the monthly team elite set, whatever the hell they're called. The hero sets. Yeah, do those, get those tokens. That shit was... I
like 17. Man of the month?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. I think 17 was the best in terms of mutt. But...
I guess in terms of like actual Mutt Master, I probably agree with you. It's too easy to get Mutt Master now.
It's not really a master, it's just Mutt Stat Master, what should you call it? You should be like a guy with glasses that's a nerd, not here calculating shit up.
I guess it depends on how you play the game. Like, if you're someone that like knows how to get coins or spend money, then I guess probably the old way is better. Or because then you're like, okay, this is like, I've worked for this. Like, I got the coins, or I used my credit card for this. And then now it's just like, play the game, you get it.
Mm-hmm. It's also just like a good investment, too, because you spend more money on the front end back then, but make it on the back end.
Yeah.
So like you can literally spend like probably $300, get the stuff knocked out, and then just keep having it one step ahead of everybody else, finishing the other shit earlier, get Ultimate Master done, and make a bunch of coins. Perfect. But not the case anymore. Plus, it also had a value like a lot of the pack trash that we ended up having this year. Only value to pack trash are shitty ass flashbacks that they keep giving us.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. What do you guys think is the best mutt then overall? Wheels? Do you think 20 is the best mutt?
I still think 16. Just because 16, of the promos. I think they did content really well in 16. And the game was terrible.
I remember thinking 16. I liked 15's mutt better than 16. I think Madden 15 is like the most forgotten Madden of all time for how decent it was.
15 was also everything. Pretty good. I think they did content well. I think 15, 16, they did content really well.
15, that old cornucopia pack.
Remember
that
shit?
Big fire.
Bring it back. Please bring that back, man. That's the last good cornucopia pack, 15. Yeah. We thought it was going to be good last year, and then they changed it.
Yeah, they it was 2 years ago we thought it was going to be great, and then last year we thought it was going to be great. It's the same thing every year. Right, we get debated every year with that fucking cornucopia.
They showed the graphic.
And bring it back this year and debate us again.
But they showed the graphic last year that had all the stuff in it, and they're like, "Oh, sorry, like half the stuff's actually
in right.
cornucopia pack." Right. We're like, that's "What do you mean?" It was actually good.
That's funny. Yeah, Tex, what do you think's the best mutt?
Always mutt 17 for every mutt 17.
Forever Mutt 7. It's a Mutt 17.
That's always my favorite. That's my. I will always go down in a bar fight with Mutt 17. Is like the greatest Mutt of all time.
That's just because you're a chem slut.
It's just team building aspect. That's the best it's ever been. Like they had actually like that's the last good. That's the last game they actually gave us like really good promos consistently on in terms of like continuity for the sake of kind just doing stuff they did in years past. I just feel like overall that was like dumb fun. Last year, I had great giant players as well. It just everything lined up for Mutt 17, and then Madden 18 came
the
out.
Gameplay was the worst.
I didn't say that. I said everything. I said Mutt.
Yeah,
I said Mutt. We didn't talk about gameplay.
Yeah, I also miss being able to put the same player in my lineup multiple times. I think that was 16. That was last year, right?
Yeah,
16.
Blame it for that.
I missed
with
that.
With the Rising Stars or Shepard
Zadarius
Stars.
Zadarius Smith.
Yeah, Zadarius Smith. Yeah.
I like having Odells as my five receiver. Five receivers.
Oh, yeah. A full Zadarius Smith D-line, Odells everywhere. Yeah, that was glitchy. All right, another question from chat that we got was, is escape artist good for the game? From the guy who doesn't like to put C's in his sentences. Do you guys think escape artist is actually good for the game, or does it make the game too mobile quarterback based again?
Escape artist, for me, makes it seem like I'm playing Madden 19, where people just roll out and then throw the ball.
Yeah.
I think later in the year it won't be as bad, because escape artist is the same speed for everyone, right? Like, speed doesn't matter. It's just there's a certain speed for escape artist, like 99 speed or whatever. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah. Escape artist, according to Chaos's testing, escape artist on like an 82 speed quarterback like Steve Young, you go behind the line of scrimmage, you're faster than a 99 speed quarterback without escape artist, but you are the same speed as a 99 speed quarterback with escape artist.
Okay, so yeah, so escape artist is the same all across the board.
Essentially, so you get like 110 speed. Yeah,
I think later in the year it won't be as bad as it is right now. So maybe they should have waited to put the ability out there, but. I think
kind of like playmaker, yeah.
I think we needed it because the defense is just like, if you're not running the ball, like as like most is doing on offense, you need to counter to these pass rushers.
Yeah.
And so like these offensive line abilities are broken, and man coverage being as overpowered as it is, if you like these dudes be staying, they know what you're doing before you do it. I was playing a guy online, right? He had the man up ability on his. Is that the one that has on Gilmore? Right.
Yeah,
does he have man up on his stock card?
Man up, him and Willie Brown.
Yeah. So I ran an in route, right? In route. This dude Gilmore's fucking. He lit up and ran to the middle of the field and waited for my guy to come there. He just sat there waiting for me to throw the ball. Like he ran to the end of the route for my guy. Basically broke on his route.
Jeez.
So I'm like, yeah, you need something to be able to like counter the cheesiness of pass rushers and man coverage.
Yeah.
You know, so right now, you know what I'm really surprised at? So you know how this game is very, like, at the beginning, was very, every single scheme you saw was man coverage, heavy blitz, type of scheme. Now it's transitioned more to like a more stock coverage pass rusher thing. The next evolution, I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen, is going to be back to the man coverage heavy scheme. Once we get another good man coverage corner, man coverage heavy with superstar man coverage corners with that man. All you have to do is essentially call man coverage, press, and then they'll run the routes for your guys. And then all you have to do is basically guard the other two routes. But you're sending seven at the quarterback or six at the quarterback. So they have to block one or two. And then defense is going to become even worse. So once that starts to catch on with people, once people realize that that's the future of the meta, holy shit, I'm not excited.
I'm regretting when Deion comes out.
Texas, Texas going savage in the chat.
What do you mean? You talking shit? But yeah, when Deion comes out, I'm just like, with him and Willie Brown, they have
four dudes hit the same guy.
Do we all got him out of here?
Like a bunch of mods in the action.
All right, cool. Yeah. So yeah, when Deion comes out with his speed, because Willie Brown's already like one, like Gilmore's a little slow, so you can catch him slipping sometimes, right? You can catch him a little lacking, but we get the speed. I hit 90 speed Deion with 90 man coverage, and it's gonna be seven man. Like you said, seven man blitz is gonna be making its reappearance back into the game, and that's why Steve Young's needed. That's why Steve Young or Vic is gonna be needed, because we're gonna be able to get out of those situations, because blocking doesn't actually work. You can ID somebody and target somebody and still let somebody else come through. It's
not a bad play. I don't like it. Yeah, if you can get around that blitz, then yeah, you're basically open, because they got man coverage everywhere and you can run for 20 yards. So it's not a bad balancing mechanism for that. Mm-hmm. So it is like that. So we'll see where the meta takes us and what kind of stuff the patch brings and changes in the game. All right, Texas, here's one for you. Is it Will Greer season?
No. Why? Why am I saying Cam came back from a shoulder surgery, played no snaps in the preseason. He gonna look rusty.
Yeah, but a lot of quarterbacks didn't play snaps in the preseason, didn't look rusty.
Who?
What happened? A lot of quarterbacks have come back from no snaps in the preseason.
So basically what you're saying is it's Mason Rudolph season right now.
Yeah.
If we go base.
Just because your quarterback has issues doesn't mean my quarterback doesn't. Stop changing the subject.
So no, I'm just like, it's not well. Real Green looked terrible in preseason too, by the way. He looked like a trash can. But no, it'll be all right. Cam, be cool. Will Greer better not play. If he's playing, that means the Panthers are not good.
Aaron Rodgers played like shit, chat. Don't give me this. I see a few people spamming Aaron. He played like shit, dude. He looked terrible against the Bears. He threw so many balls on the ground. I think he was hitting like fucking worms. Like he's got Jimmy Graham and he's throwing at his feet.
There's so many bad quarterbacks playing like Sunday. Not bad, but in terms of production. Even Jared Goff wasn't really good until he was.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a lot of just missed throws, but Cam was fine. Really, Cam had one. He had two bad series, right? Two just you back breaking, you're missing passes, and that's what everybody decided to talk about. He missed like three throws that he should have made, and all of a sudden, it's Will Greer season.
What about Kirk Cousins throwing 10 passes?
10 they won total the game, passes. Didn't they? That's a win. If you can run the ball all game, it's like Madden 20. Yeah. Only one team has evolved to the new fucking meta.
Like, Kubiak is back, baby.
You see Trubo out here trying to hit high point passes and overthrowing everybody. He's way off. But when you could just run stretch and run Dalvin Cook on the outside, like they're clearly playing Madden, right? Don't you know the Vikings are the most Madden team out there? They were in doing those exotic blitzes with the 2-4-5 double A gap shit, mid blitz bullshit, dropping guys out in the zone blitz. Yeah, Minnesota's a total meta team. Trash. Hate playing against them, but it's effective.
Yeah, they won.
Sugar blitz coming in. Man, that was a really fun game to watch as a Falcons hater. I was enjoying every second of that.
There's a lot of good games this weekend.
Don't nobody tell me that Cardinals Lions game was good. It got good late, but it wasn't good.
It got good when Kyler Murray's like, I'm actually kind of decent. His fourth quarter was really good. He was terrible the first three quarters. His fourth quarter was nice. And then they tied because they punted and then the guy dropped
So
it.
He said, do you think they're going to try and do the pause glitch too? They got Anthony Barr as their user. Yeah, they're total Madden 20 or just meta users. Fucking Vikings. The Minnesota meta. Yeah. So, all right. No Will Greer season for Tex. No. So, one question was, I think this one Mystic. Why do you think there's no balanced D-chem, scheme-chem option? There's balanced offense, but no defense, huh? Why do you think they did that to us?
That's for, I think it's for team chems, right? Pretty sure it's for team chems. He's talking about specifically. And so I think the reason why they did that is because defense is, I don't know. I just feel like it'd have been man coverage and zone coverage is more important than like juking and other stuff like that, right? So I think that's why they wanted you to have to choose. Because if you go to like the team chemistries for your, like I did Panthers balance though, right?
Yeah.
But they don't have a Panthers balance D. They do have balance on balance D in terms of like the defense and offense, but not for the team chemistry specifically. So.
Yeah, that's weird. So it was the team chemistries they were talking
about. Yeah. So, okay. So, but balanced, the reason why Panthers balanced O, or not Panthers, balanced O for team chems, it gives you a speed boost. So if they would have did balance D and give you a speed boost, well, everybody's going balance D. That's my best guess because okay. That's more important to use than it would be to use like this the other stuff. Because like juking doesn't matter that much because that's at a threshold. Whereas I think man coverage does get to a threshold, but it may make a guy go from like average to like top tier. So that's probably why they wanted not to do that this year. Or maybe EA just forgot. That's probably a good option as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't calculated.
I mean,
but it's also weird though because Panthers balance though gives a plus one speed boost to the entire team, not just offensive players.
Do you guys like where theme teams are this year? Tex, you put together one. Do you like that they nerfed it or not?
No, I don't like that they nerfed it. I think that they take away the extra speed, especially when they didn't like they want you to spend more training to get it. I'm not a big fan of that. I feel like if you gotta take the time to have a bunch of holes on your team, you get the thing 50 to 50, you should probably have more than a plus four speed, or must plus three speed instead of a plus two. But I don't like how they nerfed a lot of the chemistry this year, man. Like you max out lockdown right now, you only get what? Plus two man, plus two zone.
That's that stupid. Wasn't the same as last year?
Last year was plus three if you max it out.
Oh, was it? Damn. Yeah. I think you're right. So why do you think people thought chemistries were overpowered last year? Because, you know, a lot of people complained at the end of the year about Sprinter and whatnot being too powerful along with the theme chems. Like, why? Like, it just seems like early on in the year, it's great and it's needed. But later in the year, people just complain about the smallest little things, about people being too highly statted. Like, I don't know. Do you think they cut off their nose despite their face with this? Wheels? Or text? Sorry, text.
No, yeah. No, I don't think I think they wanted to kind of like maybe roll out something down the line, kind of like in a couple of months or two or whatever, three.
But that's exactly when we don't need it.
Yeah, it is. That's my best guess. It's probably just like, all right, now they can max these things out and get plus extra boost for just getting it to a certain thing. So I think they wanted to kind of slow roll it out, and then eventually we'll see something where it gives you a better speed boost. So I think we'll get it back. But I think they just wanted to not have people with these crazy advantages out the gate, like just kind of reward those that want to spend the money. Even though I would have, you know, if I believe, even if you want to spend like the 3 million coins it takes to max out, or 4 million coins it takes to max out Sprinter, you should have the right to do that. But I guess they just kind of wanted to have an even playing field for as long as possible.
I think people's complaint with that was that every card played the same near the end of the year. But I don't know. Like, I don't really care. I haven't even messed around with team chems this year. It's like, I'm just getting the abilities. That's all I need.
It is really all you need. But like I like so many chats said this and I agree with it. Like Sprinter, I think, yeah, sure, that was a problem. They nerfed that. But like team chems where we could use cards that were underrepresented that didn't get the same upgrades as every other card every year. Like the same cards, like I said earlier in the pod, it's an issue playing with the same guys every year is because Mutt just feels stale then. But if like our teams changed year to year, that'd be different. So like having the ability to have teams that you see that are different online, I think is a huge bonus. Right? It's a huge thing like hey, I'm playing against a theme team. This is going to be kind of cool game. He's obviously not a meta spammer with the same Vic, Bo, that kind of stuff that you see a lot of, like, you know, obviously more than top end teams, like God tier teams have. But I think it provides a nice little break and change to have theme teams and to see what a silver offensive line does against a defensive line. And then you have like overpowered wide receivers or whatever your team is. So like, I don't know. I fucking hate it. Somebody in chat said that tier, that 50 components gives you plus speed, 3 speed. Once again, Twitch chat, you're wrong.
It is only plus 2. I wish.
Yeah, only that's exactly two, why we said they get nerfed it. Yeah.
The most speed you can get right now for a theme team is plus five. No, well, yeah, plus five, I think, a sprinter. He maxed it out, but you had to have, I think, 15 power-ups, like, or 20 to 30 power-ups, I think, now, right? To get...
Yeah.
Yeah, so the most you can get for a theme team is plus five for your power-ups. Plus four for
go on.
For just... No, plus three for the golds.
Yeah. So how much... Okay. How much do you think this community would complain if we had a theme team house rules, right? Like, MLB The Show does those events where they have different themes, like either divisions or whatever. Certain teams can only be used. How much do you think, like, this community would bitch, like, okay, you can only use a theme team in the mode? I know MLB The Show allows you to use commons on your roster, too, to kind of make up for it. But, like, if they gave us the teams, I think people would be cool. But if you had to build them, would people be angry?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would be really mad. Like, that would be something they can roll out for the hardcores, roll out another house rules that's separate from that, right? Just something that you can do just in case you have it.
Yeah.
What if they did theme weekend leagues like they did in FIFA? So, like, sometimes on FIFA, they'll have weekends where you can't use, like, their legends. You can't use any legends in your lineup. What if they did stuff like that? People would be mad.
I would love that, though.
But, like, I think that'll be it'll change it up. It'll make it, instead of coming against the God squads, like, left and right, make it a little bit more fun. But I don't think the majority would like that.
Alhambra had a good point. They had that Mutt 18 with the team solos, mm-hmm. and that's a very valid point. But yeah, did people like those team solos in 18? Tex, do you remember?
Team solos in 18? Where you had to, I don't remember that at all.
Well, you had to get certain unlocks for, like, chemistry.
I remember chemistry teams. I don't remember, in terms of, like,
not team, not the theme, like chemistry.
Okay, yeah, like, you had, like, a zone run maxed out. You had to get, like all that stuff maxed out to then, like, get Luke Kuechly. That was, like, Madden 15, I think. Luke Kuechly and Peyton Manning. Like, Madden 15?
Yeah.
I don't know they had Madden 15, but yeah.
I think they had a lot. No, 17. 17?
18.
18, 18, 18.
Sorry. Well, no, they had a bunch of those, like, chemistry 101 solo. I think AC was a DeMarcus Lawrence, right? That was Lawrence, those Star Loops late, like, a bunch of those bad cards. You either get choice of Nat or auctionable.
Yeah. That was AC. 17 was a Brown and Clowney.
Yeah, and then I guess 16 or 15 was one of the Kuechlys or the other cards. Yeah. I like those style. Yeah. I like those on, like, not hidden, but just if you want to invest into getting this done, there's some extra incentive for you to do. So I love that. All that shit all linked towards Mutt Master as well, which made it feel like you're actually knocking something out that was making you a masterful because you're doing stuff inside of Mutt that isn't just stat grinding.
Yeah,
the last good old days, man.
Was that good old days? You had to get the divisions, or was that a different Madden? Where it's like certain solos you use like a certain division. It's like AFC South team you needed. Was that that Madden?
I don't remember that at all. I need to go back and look some shit.
Yeah.
Well, regardless. All right, so that's it for the Mudman podcast. It was a good couple hours long.
Yeah.
I thought we covered a lot of hot topics in the communities. Let me hear one final thought before we sign off from each of you. Let's hear one from Tex first.
What you want to hear? I was yawning.
Just a thought about anything in general. A text message, if you will.
Anything in general? I haven't done anything, bro. I'm going to Arizona in a couple of weeks, so I can tell you all right now. I'm going to go to the Panther game. So if you got
according to music, there is no Arizona. I think I've heard that song.
All right, there's no Arizona.
What?
Oh, you guys don't get the reference? You guys don't understand 90s country songs? What the fuck?
You think I listen to country?
What the shit?
Wrong demographic, Fox.
All right, whatever. All right.
But,
so,
yeah,
no text message?
No. No text message right now. I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to say Houston. I'm going to Arizona. So if you guys are in Arizona, near Phoenix or Glendale, hit me up. Tell me the spots that I need to go visit.
Yeah, tell them the hot restaurants where the hottest dudes hang with the coolest chicks.
Basically. I don't want to know anything about hiking, by the way. I'm good on that. I ain't going to Arizona to go hiking. I get to Arizona to drink and go watch football. That's my plan.
Nerds.
that's my plan. So let me know. So yeah, I'll see y'all there in 2 weeks, man. Kyler versus Cam. Team.
Somebody said Tucson.
I'm not going to go to Tucson.
No, Scottsdale is fun though.
Isn't
that a college town?
Glendale is where the stadium is, and Phoenix is where my friend's staying. So I'm not going to be in Tucson.
Okay, all right. No shootout at the OK Corral for you.
No,
Yeah, when I was in Phoenix during the spring, I think Scottsdale was the spot. There's like a street.
Oh, I believe that.
With all the bars. So Scottsdale's right. The spot.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Wheels. We'll check Wheels, what's your thought on the Colts? Somebody said this a few times. You thought the Colts were going to be trash?
Hey, you know what? I already said that, you know, I've been wrong about a few teams already. They still lost, though. What do you mean?
It's week one.
They still lost. But yeah, no, it was mostly because I wasn't sure how well Jacoby Brissett would do, former Florida Gator, Jacoby Brissett. But yeah.
Really? So you watched them all through college as your favorite team.
Well, he transferred. Still doubted. Like, just like Cam, but whatever. And Wilger.
Wilger was really salty about it. Wilger transferred from Florida?
He was forced out, though. Let's not talk about that. Jim McElwain's the worst coach ever.
Jim McElwain lying naked on a shark's funny meme.
That's a fake.
No, that's definitely him.
Okay. Or it's not him. It's someone else that looks like him.
But it's him, though.
I forgot who it was. I saw it was who was it? No, it's some. It's was it the Jimmy John's guy?
Oh, what?
You remember seeing like Jimmy the owner of Jimmy John's, like he's like a trophy hunter or something like that, and people are like, cancel Jimmy John's, like don't buy. Yeah. Jimmy John's. That's him. I'm pretty sure.
So that's him laying naked on a shark.
I'm pretty sure that's him. Yeah. But yeah, Wilger is forced out.
If you want to talk about trophy hunting, are we into that kind of stuff in this Muttman podcast? That's how they pay for environmentalism out there, isn't it? Trophy hunting.
I think
you shoot old males, you get their heads on a pike, and then you pay for all the environment for the rest of them, right? So, just saying. In the end, I'm on the side. Trophy hunting, good thing for the population. Wheels is correct. I've seen it on Twitter. Joel says you're correct, Wheels.
Boom. But yeah, there's a few Florida Gator transfers in the NFL now. It's like, man, could have used them.
I mean, this is what it is, man. You get these players to the school off of promises, and if you can't fulfill them, they're going to leave nowadays. Well, everybody calls these players soft. Cameron
was kicked out of Florida, but we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's it's kind of crazy.
And then Will Guerra's forced out.
Forced out.
By the coach, because the coach is the worst.
If you're a college player, you're not playing transfer. Don't be sick. Everybody, quitting is overrated, man. I'm telling you right now. Like, sometimes you got to quit. Go do something else. So if you don't like where you are, quit.
Wait, overrated or underrated?
No, quitting's underrated, right? No, yeah, underrated. Sorry, my fault. Quitting is underrated. Don't stay somewhere because of pride. I have to stay here. Like, no, you don't. You can do what you want to do. You can go live your life, play for somebody, get some playing time, and enjoy your college experience. So, because nothing's more frustrating than literally going through the practices, doing all the shit not to play.
Well, yeah. Okay, not according to Face of the Franchise. That's how you win national championships, Tex.
If I played that mode, it'd be funny to me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know what's going on there at all.
But... All right. Gut did miss your analysis on this last night. Wait, what analysis? Sorry, Joel, what was it? I didn't see what the analysis you talk about. I don't know why Wheels thought just because Luck left, the rest of the roster wouldn't perform. The team is good with or without Luck.
Andrew Luck's that's a really good quarterback.
Yeah, talking
in a quarterback-driven league?
I think the Colts are an okay team. I didn't think they were a playoff team without Luck. That's all. Like, they're still going to win games. They didn't even win this week.
Almost.
I still think the Chargers just play kind of bad, but whatever.
Yeah, they were playing.
Oh, gotcha, Joel. Yeah.
And plus, they got lucky. That TY touchdown was ridiculous. I don't know how he scored on that nonsense. Like, he was a 2-yard pass. He took it to the house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we should. I like this NFL talk the day after. This is kind of fun. We should try and do something more like this.
Someone said that me thinking Andrew Luck was a good quarterback is a hot take. What are you talking about?
Luck has been really
I think he's
been
good. Sarcastic.
Yeah. Luck has been good.
He's just been injured.
Yeah.
He's been really good when he's healthy.
No, he's fucking with you. Everybody knows he was a good quarterback and just injured. Don't believe a single thing Twitch chat says, with the exception of a couple guys. True. Yeah. Joel, I'll talk about the Steelers in a little bit. But, yeah, that's it for the Muttman Podcast. Everybody, iTunes, Twitch, thanks for turning out. Wheels, loved having you.
Wait, before the Muttman Podcast ends, we need your thoughts on AB.
I've never heard that before in my life. What is an AB?
We should. You don't exist.
Who? Okay. What? The absolute vodka? That's AV. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I don't know. I wanted to give the Mutt Man people some Gut Fox rage on AB, but I guess he's past the point of rage. He's kind of in denial right now. So we'll come back when he gets through these 7 steps.
All right. Take it easy, dudes. Thanks. And I will talk to you later.
See you, man.
Bye.
See ya.